on hand for you is the Threshers have really caught fire as of late. 10-6 on the season, coming off of taking 4 of 6 games in Tampa. And a lot of it is because of their smoking hot bats. Justin Crawford with a 5-game hit streak and Caleb Ricketts with a 4-game hit streak, in which Crawford has gone 8-for-17 over 5 games and Ricketts 10-for-19, including 7 RBIs for Caleb. And the Threshers needing all of that in an 8-5 victory where they faced a 2-0 deficit after the second inning. An RBI triple from Blaine McIntosh and an RBI single from Ryland Thomas put St. Lucie up 2 in the second inning, but from there on, the Threshers were in almost complete control. Bottom of the third inning came up, and Threshers put the first 2 runners on base with Brian Rincon singling and Eric Brito drawing a walk on a full count. Justin Crawford reached on an error with 1 out in the inning, and then Caleb Ricketts drove in the first run of the ball game, an RBI single out to right field to cut the lead or cut the deficit down to 2-1. Then in later in the inning, a wild pitch scored Eric Brito from third base, and the Threshers kept the game tied. In the fourth inning, St. Lucie put up 1 more run on an RBI ground out from Thomas, and then Otto Kemp responded in the fourth inning. It was a 2-0 pitch to the leadoff batter. He hit 6 in last night's game. Leading off the fourth inning, Kemp launched his first career home run over the left field wall, and it was a no-doubt shot from Otto Kemp for home run number 1 of his career. That tied the game up at 4. Half of the Threshers' home runs this season have tied the game for Clearwater. They know how to hit the big flies when they really count. Then in the fifth inning, the Threshers held St. Lucie scoreless, and in the bottom of the fifth, they took the lead. A fielder's choice was hit into by Chad Castillo, and an error by Gursky allowed 2 runs to score. That gave the Threshers the lead for good at 5-3, and then Otto Kemp drove in another run with a sacrifice fly to make it 6-3. The bottom of the sixth inning, Caleb Ricketts drove in 2 more runs on a double, his second straight 3 RBI game of the season. He set a career high with 3 RBIs in a game on Sunday against Tampa, and doing it again in the second home series here in Clearwater. Jet Williams doubled and Jacob Reimer singled in a run in the seventh, but the Threshers capped it 8-5 with their bullpen clamping down in the final 2 innings. Jack Dallas led off the eighth inning, giving up a single, then retired the next 3 batters, and then Orion Kirkering does what he's been doing all season long. 1 strikeout, retiring all 3 batters that he faced. He's just allowed 1 base runner in his first 6 innings of work, and he has been absolutely lights out as a late reliever and closer for the Threshers this season. It was John Enriquez who got the victory, though, allowed 1 run on a hit and 3 walks with a strikeout in 3 innings of work, and Jack Dallas struck out 2 of the 4 batters that he faced in relief, and Orion Kirkering took his 3rd save of the season. He now leads the Florida State League and the Threshers with 3 saves on the year. Brian Gursky got the loss for St. Lucie, allowing 5 runs, 3 of them earned, in 2 innings of work, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 3 hits for the big Mets lefty. Speaking of the Mets, let's take a look at their starting lineups as we're getting ready for tonight's ball game between the Threshers and the St. Lucie Mets. St. Lucie coming in at 5-11 on the season, 3-4 record on the road. And Jet Williams leads things off for the Mets, their first-round pick in last year's draft. He gets a night off in the field, though, as the designated hitter. Kevin Villavicencio moves to shortstop, batting 2nd. Junior Tillian gets in his first game of the series over at 2nd base and batting 3rd. Jacob Reimer, the cleanup man once again, playing third base for the second straight night. Jeffrey De Los Santos will bat fifth in center field. Eduardo Salazar, the first baseman, will bat sixth. And Vincent Perozzo is the catcher, batting seventh. Dairon Campos in left field, batting eighth. And Adrian Hernandez also making his series debut, rounding out the order in right. On the mound for the Mets is Jordani Ventura. Two starts this season, 3.38 ERA. Without a decision yet, he makes his first appearance against the Threshers here tonight. Clearwater coming in 4-3 at home. They're 6-3 on the road, and an overall record of 10-6. That is the second best record in the entire Florida State League. Only one game in front of them are the Bradenton Marauders, and the Threshers have the tiebreak over them with a 2-1 series victory on the first series of the season back in April. The Threshers bring Brian Rincon up to the leadoff spot, second time he's hitting that role this season. He's playing short once again. Justin Crawford staying in the two hole out in center field. He's played center field every time he's been in the lineup for the Threshers. Last couple games since Ricardo Rosario has joined the team, though Rosario takes his first night off as a member of the Threshers. Since he has joined the team, Crawford has gone down from the one spot to the two spot. Caleb Ricketts is batting third. I don't think there's a hotter hitter in the FSL right now, hitting just shy of .500 over his last four games with 10 hits in his last 19 official at-bats, couple of walks, 7 RBIs over his hit streak as well. He is doing the catching for the second straight night. Gabriel Rinconas Jr. in the cleanup role as the left fielder for the Threshers tonight. Chad Castillo will bat fifth and play first base. Sano Kemp coming off of his first career home run, batting sixth and playing third. Jordan Viers is the 7 hitter at the DH. He hit his first multi-hit game of the season last evening. Cade Fergus making his first start of the series in right field, batting eighth. And Eric Brito, the pillar of consistency for the Threshers out of the 9 spot, scoring the tying run, one of them, last night, batting ninth once again and playing at second base. On the mound for the Threshers, making his third start of the season, is Starlin Castillo, 0-1 with an ERA of 10.13. Castillo, three walks and 3 strikeouts in each of his 2 prior outings. He's looking for his first win of his career. Has yet to earn a win in a decision for Castillo, looking to change that against the Mets tonight as the Threshers look to capture their third straight win. They had a 4-game winning streak to start off the season, that beginning with a no-hitter in Bradenton on April 8th, and they are looking to equal that with 2 more wins. Obviously, they need one tonight, though, to keep the streak going. The umpires and managers are meeting on the field for the Threshers. Adam Everett is once again the acting manager, and Gilbert Gomez is going to be the skipper for St. Lucie. Dan McKinney, the Mets pitching coach. Eduardo Nunez, the hitting coach. Caribert De La Cruz is the bench coach, and Reagan Saulnier is the development coach. For the Threshers, Adam Everett managing his second game of the season for Clearwater. Matt Hockenberry is the pitching coach. Chris Heitz, the hitting coach. Michael Jones is the position coach. Sam Myers, the athletic trainer. Marissa Van Hassel, her assistant. Joseph Miranda, the strength and conditioning coach. And Matt Parker is the player development associate to round out the field staff for Clearwater. None of the games in the Phillies system, except for Jersey Shore, have gotten underway. Jersey Shore got a walk-off win to bring them back to .500 for the first time since the first series against Brooklyn. And they are in Brooklyn once again. The Blue Claws moved up to 8-8 with a victory. How Yu Lee scoring the winning run after Rickson Wingrove, another former Thresher, reached on an error in the 9th inning. And the Threshers took their third win of the season against Brooklyn in the second time they're playing their North Division foes. In the major leagues, not much has gotten started or is in action, I should say, because there are plenty of finals already in what's been a busy day in the major leagues. The Reds beat the Rangers 5-3. Orioles took down the Red Sox 6-2. Blue Jays blanked the White Sox 8-0. Guardians over the Rockies 4-1. The Yankees smacked the Twins after clinching their first series loss to Minnesota since 2001. 12-6 the victory for the Yankees in Minnesota. 6-2 the win, Brewers over the Tigers. And the Diamondbacks shut out the Royals 2-0. Now we'll take a quick break as we honor our country with a playing of the national anthem. And then baseball, Threshers versus Mets, coming up next. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Once again, I'm Josh Sperber, and we are just about ready for Threshers baseball. Starlin Castillo making his third start of the season for Clearwater. The Dominican native has spent parts of each of the last three seasons with the Threshers. Only year he has not played in Clearwater was in 2019, his first year as a pro, though he did play at the complex next door. Spent all of his first 4 years as a pro with the Threshers. This is his second career start against the St. Lucie Mets. He had one start in August against the Mets last year, who won the Florida State League Championship. Took the loss in four innings of work, allowed four runs on three hits in four innings. Two walks, but seven strikeouts. That is his career high for strikeouts in a game. This year, three strikeouts and three walks in each of his first two starts. 5 1/3 innings for Clearwater thus far. 6 runs on 9 hits for Starlin Castillo in two prior starts. Looking to trim his ERA down against a Mets team that has struggled to start the season, but they got off to an early start against the Threshers last night, scoring the first two runs of the game. And the Threshers, though, took control and took the victory against a team that they lost to more often than not a season ago. It's Jet Williams, Mets first-round pick in 2022. Leading off the game for St. Lucie, he grounds the first pitch over to short, fielded on a pair of hops by Rincon, a looping throw over to Chad Castillo for out number one. One pitch, one gone here in the first inning, and we'll take a look at the Threshers' defense. Chad Castillo over at first base, Eric Brito at second, Brian Rincon at short, Donato Kemp at third. In the outfield left to right, Gabriel Rincon as junior in left, Justin Crawford in center, Cade Ferguson right. Now Starlin Castillo sends the first pitch to Caleb Ricketts. That misses inside for ball one to Kevin Villavicencio. He has moved up four spots in the order. He went 1-for-4 last night, and Villavicencio in the field this evening as he takes a breaking ball outside to even the count at 1-1 from Castillo. So Villavicencio and Williams switching positions. The 1-1 from Castillo is another slider outside. Appeal over to first base. Tyler Green says no swing. 2-1 the count with Tyler Green is on the bases. Isabella Robb calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Fastball missing inside to Villavicencio when the count is 3-1. Five-pitch mix for Starlin Castillo, a four-seamer, changeup, two-seamer, slider, and a curveball. And we've seen a lot of that slider and the four-seamer so far. 3-1 pitch, called strike two as the two-seamer hits the inside corner. Villavicencio, not a fan of that call, but Rob, defiant, and certainly looked like it hit the inside corner at the knees. Payoff pitch, that is ball four, as the pitch bounces into Ricketts' glove, and that's the first walk and base runner of the game for the St. Lucie Mets. Jet Williams grounded out to short in a leadoff spot. Kevin Villavicencio is on first with a walk, and the number three hitter, Junior Tillian, walking into the plate right now. 292 hitter on the year with a homer and seven RBIs. After this pitch, we'll set the rest of the Mets lineup. Castillo set at the belt, and he deals. Weak grounder foul down the third baseline, count 0-1. Jacob Reimer, the cleanup man, is on deck. Jeffrey De Los Santos batting fifth. Eduardo Salazar batting sixth. And then Vincent Perozo, Dairon Campos, and Adrian Hernandez, the final three hitters in the St. Lucie Mets lineup. Second time these teams have faced each other this season. Obviously, the Threshers winning last night by an 8-5 margin. Castillo, the 0-1. Off goes the runner. A low throw to first, and it will not, or to second, and will not get there in time. So Villavicencio has the stolen base. First swipe by the Mets this series, and the count is even at 1-1 to Junior Tillian. Seemed like that ball slipped out of Ricketts' hand, as it did not have the usual zip that his throws do going over to first base. Fourth steal of the season for Villavicencio, and he's in scoring position with one out. Castillo looks over at second. A second look, and he fires home. 1-1 is hit high in the air out to right field. Not much of a move needed for Fergus as he eases back to his left and makes the catch. Throws a cannon to third, gets there on a line, and Villavicencio is barely safe. And the Threshers fans do not agree. That was a near-perfect throw from Cade Fergus. Starlin Castillo wants to challenge that call, but those are only available on balls and strikes. So a close play at third. Cade Fergus, though, showing off a howitzer of an arm. And the Threshers thought they had the inning ended, but instead, just now two outs with a runner on third for Jacob Reimer. F9 for Tillian, and Castillo back in his set, and he pitches. Slider in there for a called strike. Reimer, only player in the same spot in the order that he was last night. He went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Slider in there on the outside corner, and the count is 0-2. Castillo set from the belt, looking to end this inning with another strike. 0-2 pitch. Did he go? Tyler Green says no, as the slider misses outside to make it 1-2. Reimer, a 255 hitter, got a 265 hitter, got his eighth RBI of the season last night. One of the last runs driven in by the Mets is the breaking ball is not in there for a called strike. Castillo thought it was in there, added two, and Ricketts was heading towards the dugout. But the count stays at 2-2 now to Jacob Reimer. Castillo, with a pitch clock at 8 seconds, takes a deep breath, sets from the belt, 3 seconds on the clock now, and the pitch. Hit the other way into right field, and that is into the netting, foul. Would have been a dangerous shot by Reimer had that stayed fair, but it just kept hooking, bent around the foul line, and landed in the net. So 2-2 the count still. Villavicencio on third. Scoreless ball game with two outs here in the top of the first. Castillo deals. Weak ground ball hits off the bat twice, and it's fouled down the third base line. So the count will stay at 2-2, and a bat boy will collect the baseball for the Threshers. Clearwater wearing their red home jerseys with blue lettering, golden outlining of the name, and the classic Threshers logo with a bat in the blue shark's mouth on the left breast. Red hats and the same shark logo on them. 2-2 pitch bounces away from Ricketts, but he collects it, and Villavicencio scampers back to third. It'll be a full count now to Reimer, still with two outs. Castillo, three straight balls, and a couple of fouled off strikes after getting ahead of the count 0-2 to start off the at-bat to Reimer. Villavicencio remains on third, and it's a full count to Reimer. Castillo already has let up one walk this inning. Now the payoff. Fastball missing upstairs, and that's ball four. Second walk of the first inning for Starlin Castillo, and there are runners on the corners for the Mets with two outs in the first. An out, a walk, an out, and a walk. Starting off the inning is Caleb Ricketts now calling out the signs for his Threshers infield. Reimer on first, Villavicencio on third with two outs here for Jeffrey De Los Santos. He was the two-hitter in last night's game, but did not record a hit. Struck out twice and grounded into a double play with three groundouts. First pitch to De Los Santos is line foul down the left field line. Just a sinking liner. Made it 0-1. First lefty batter of the game. And it's an 0-1 count to De Los Santos. Big lead off third for Villavicencio, but he won't go anywhere. 0-1. Inside, and it gets by Ricketts. Each runners will advance one base, and the Mets will score the first run of the ball game for the second straight night. On second base now is Reimer, and Kevin Villavicencio in the dugout with the first run of the ball game on the wild pitch by Starlin Castillo. So 1-1, still a runner in scoring position for the Mets, and a 1-0 lead for St. Lucie. Castillo set from the belt. He looks at second base, and now the pitch. Fastball outside, count 2-1. De Los Santos, two homers and 10 RBIs, tied for the team lead in homers first in ribbies with 10, but a 173 batting average to start out the season. OPS at 574. The 2-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball inside as Castillo pulls the string on De Los Santos to even the count up at 2-2. Once again, Starlin Castillo is a strike away from ending this inning. One run already home for the Mets. Castillo, another look at second, the pitch. Holding up the swing is De Los Santos, and Tyler Green has another unsuccessful appeal as Finley joins me in the booth. How we doing, Finley? Finley's enjoying himself. I don't think there's ever a time he doesn't enjoy himself at this ballpark. Payoff pitch from Castillo. Just missing inside for ball three. Finley strongly disagrees. Strongly disagrees. He's got a big bucket of chum next to him, though, so that'll help him out. Three walks in the inning for Starlin Castillo, and now two on and two outs for Eduardo Salazar. Ricketts out to have a chat with his pitcher, as three walks has really been it. One of those walks turned into the first run of the ball game from Kevin Villavicencio. A stolen base and a wild pitch, and a very close play at third base. Did you think he was safe at third, Finley? Yeah, I didn't either. But we don't make the rules, unfortunately. We try, but the ump saw it better, clearly. Two outs for Eduardo Salazar, two on, as Castillo looking to end the inning. Five on the pitch clock, Castillo deals home. Fastball zips in there, but it misses low and outside for ball one. Those borderline calls really can kill you. Big thumbs down from Finley. 1-0 from Castillo. Another fastball in there for a called strike. Fastest pitch of the day from Starlin Castillo, 95, right on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch. Now a big thumbs up from Finley. Things change really fast here at BayCare Ballpark. 1-1, fouled away, and that hits off of, I'm not sure if it was Ricketts or the umpire, but it's a 1-2 count, and a new ball will be given to Starlin Castillo. Still no hits yet for St. Lucie. Three walks in this inning. A one-run ball game as St. Lucie plated the first run of the game on a wild pitch. Still two on with two outs as that must have hit off the hand of Eduardo Salazar as the athletic trainer for the St. Lucie Mets, Anthony Olivieri, is out checking out the Mets first baseman. Definitely got jammed. I didn't see it. Hard to see it hit on his hand from up here, but kind of a slow reaction after the pitch. But the right hand of Eduardo Salazar is being checked out. He won't be going to first base. It definitely hit the bat first, but those jam shots can kill you. Already have Omarion Boyd on the Threshers bench. Has missed the last three games since his hand was hit by a pitch on Thursday, April 20th. Hoping to get him in the lineup soon. Not on the injured list, but he did have a cast on his hand when I saw him this morning. Our guy that Threshers are hoping to get back, but their bats have yet to be unleashed in this game, and they have been on fire the last couple of games. So Salazar digs back into the box. It's a 1-2 count to him, and a 1-0 lead for St. Lucie. Castillo set at the belt with the pitch clock yet to begin. He takes his time and the pitch. Foul on the plate, and if it rolls back to the backstop, count will stay at 1-2. Almost 30 pitches in the inning for Castillo. He's at 27 with 13 strikes thus far. And a lot of close calls to the plate. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Starlin Castillo ends the inning with an exclamation point, a two-out strikeout, getting out of a jam with two runners on base. But the Mets score first. They do not get a hit, but walk three times, leave two stranded, no errors, and one run coming home. The Threshers are come up to bat for the first time today, right next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit
you
the
as well,
Humane
Finley.
Society of Pinellas. Oh. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Stay cool out there, my man.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Thank you.
The Threshers at the bat for the first time here in the bottom of the first inning. St. Lucie has one run already, but the Threshers' bats have been hot as of late. First pitch to Rincon misses for ball one. Or actually, it is a called strike. Late call by Isabella Robb, and an 0-1 now to Rincon. The pitch is hit in the air out to left center field in the gap, but it's being chased by Campos. It's playable as he makes a one-handed catch falling backwards on the warning track for out number one. A well-hit ball by Brian Rincon off of Jordani Ventura to lead off the game for the Threshers. The lineup for Clearwater continues with Justin Crawford batting second, coming up to the plate right now. Caleb Ricketts is the number three hitter. Gabriel Rincones Jr. batting cleanup. Chad Castillo batting fifth. Otto Kemp is the sixth hitter as Ventura into his wind, and the pitch misses inside to Crawford for ball one. Jordan Viers batting seventh for the Threshers. Cade Fergus batting eighth, and Eric Brito rounding out the order batting ninth. 1-0 pitch found away by Crawford. Count even at 1-1 as Crawford has a hit in each of his last five games and now faces the Mets' number 20 prospect in their system. 22-year-old Jordani Ventura, 1-1. Fastball upstairs, count 2-1. Fastball and a changeup are his two best pitches. A curveball is graded at 45 on an A-to-grade scale as well. And now the 2-1. There's the fastball, misses upstairs, and a count now 3-1. The pitch upstairs and a dangerous walk to Justin Crawford, a guy who is pretty much expected to steal a base every time he reaches. Was 10 for 14 in his first season last year. This year he's 7 for 9 stealing bases. So the number 4 Phillies prospect gets the better of the number 20 Mets prospect with the tying run now on first and inching toward second base, getting ready to steal. That'll bring up Caleb Ricketts as the throw's over to first base. In there head first and safely, it's Justin Crawford. And there might not be a hotter hitter in baseball, in minor league baseball, that is, than Caleb Ricketts. A homer and 13 RBIs on the season. And 8 of those ribbies have come over his last 4 games, including 3 last night. First pitch to Ricketts. Off goes Crawford. The pitch is a fastball for a strike. The throw is not in time as Justin Crawford, in a head-first slide, now tying Gabriel Rincones Jr. for second place on the Threshers with his 8th stolen base of the year. A tying run now on second, and Crawford in a dangerous position to potentially steal third as well. But it's no one count to Caleb Ricketts, as Crawford takes a short lead off second, being held by the shortstop in Villavicencio. 0-1 to Ricketts. Hit back up the middle, and that's going to go into center field for a base hit. Motoring around third is Crawford. The throw will be cut off at the mound, and the Threshers tie this game up. There's a reason the Threshers put Crawford hitting right in front of Ricketts, because of something like that. Crawford will get on base, and Ricketts will drive him home. Five straight games with a hit for Caleb Ricketts, and a tie ball game at one run apiece for the Clearwater Threshers. 14th RBI on the season, and Caleb Ricketts is now on first with one out. That'll bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr., who certainly had a hot streak of himself going on over the last couple of weeks. First pitch to Rincones Jr. is in there for a strike with a changeup. And Ricketts taking a lead off of first base. Rincones fouls this one off home plate, and the count now 0-2 to Rincones Jr. Rincones Jr. doubled in the 8th inning for his only hit of the game, walked and scored a run in the 5th. Went a combined 1-for-4 with a walk and a run. Now facing an 0-2, Rincones Jr. awaits the pitch as Ventura is set from the chest. He deals. hit on a line right past the first baseman, and that's going to roll into the right field wall. Hits off the pad, and it's misplayed by the right fielder in Hernandez. Ricketts goes around third. He's heading for home. The throw's cut off at first and will not make it to home in time. Caleb Ricketts comes all the way around from first base on an RBI from Rincones, and just like that, the Threshers take the lead. Two runs in the first inning, and three straight have reached base for Clearwater. It's at least a single for Rincones Jr. There may be an error given to Adrian Hernandez, but Rincones Jr., an impressive work, a scorching line drive with two strikes. Really good piece of hitting by the Phillies' third-round pick in last year's draft. So now a man in scoring position for Chad Castillo in his third start off the injured list as Rincones slips on his way back to second. The ball gets out of Ventura's hand. Rincones Jr. takes advantage and goes to third. Ventura thought he had Rincones at second, dropped the baseball, and Rincones took right off to third base. And now the Mets skipper, Gil Gomez, is coming to have a chat with his pitcher. So it'll be an RBI single for Rincones Jr. Or he won't get an RBI, excuse me. He'll advance to second on the E9. And Ricketts will be an unearned run charge to Jordani Ventura. And that should be an E1 that moved Rincones Jr. to third. So Gomez back in the dugout for the Mets. The infield pushed all the way in, and the first pitch to Chad Castillo is on its way. This one is hit on a line, drilled down the right field line, and that's going to score Rincones Jr. easily. Castillo speeds around first, and he'll stand up at second base with an RBI double on the first pitch he sees tonight. Threshers have three straight hits and three runs on the board. 3-1 the lead for Clearwater with just one out in the inning. It'll be an unearned run, but an RBI double for Chad Castillo. And that'll bring up Otto Kemp, who hit a solo home run back in the fourth inning in his second at-bat of last night's game, driving in his first one of his first two runs of the season, as he had two RBIs and his first multi-RBI game of his career last night. First pitch to Kemp's a breaking ball that lands on the outside corner for a called strike. Castillo's got okay speed, and they're giving Rincones Jr. a steal of third on that last play, his ninth swipe of the season, tying Amarion Boyd for the league lead. 1-1 now to Kemp as the fastball misses outside. For Castillo, that's his second double of the season, as he's not a threat to steal, standing on second base. Next pitch to Kemp is chopped back up the middle over the leaping glove of Ventura into the glove of Tillian, and that will land in the first baseman's mitt for out number two. So two away here on the 4-3 put out to Kemp. Castillo ends up on third base. And that'll bring up Jordan Vyers with two outs and a run on third. Vyers coming off of one of the best hitting games he's had this season, going 2-for-4 in last night's contest. A couple of hard hit singles as he just hits the ball. He just crushes the ball. I mean, everything sounds like just a booming crack off of his bat when he is in that box. Now he faces a 1-0 count. Ventura takes a deep breath, 7 seconds on the pitch clock, and he fires home. Breaking ball, missing low again, and the count's 2-0. Vyers, 143 hitter on the season, a home run that hit the foul pole late in the Friday night win in Tampa. Four RBIs on the season, two of them here at BayCare Ballpark. 2-0 pitch, foul tip into the glove of Perozzo, and the count is now 2-1. The Mets in their road gray jerseys Blue lettering with a thick orange outline, names above the numbers and on the back. Blue hat with the orange and white outlined SL logo. 2-1 now to Vyers. Ventura deals, caught on and missed underneath the fastball to even the count at 2-2. It's really the first sign of life from Ventura with a chance to get out of this jam with a runner on third base after the Threshers had the first four batters reach base after the next four batters reach base after the leadoff man Rincon. Vyers cuts on and misses at another high fastball, and that's the first strikeout of the game for Jordani Ventura. But the Threshers put on quite a show. They get three straight hits and four straight men on base and put up three runs on the board. It's three runs on three hits for Clearwater. One error and one man left. And at the end of one, the Threshers lead it 3-1 over the St. Lucie Mets.
National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Bottom of the first inning, Starlin Castillo has a comfortable lead 3-1 after the Threshers explode for three runs in the first frame, two singles and an RBI double. And Rincones could have had a double. The ball just bounced right into that corner out in right field. First pitch of the second inning is popped up behind home plate. Ricketts tosses the mask towards third and makes the one-handed grab with Castillo there for backup for the first out of the inning. So Vincent Perozzo pops out to the catcher, and that's the first down of the second. Dyron Campos and Adrian Hernandez are the next two up for the Mets. First pitch to Campos just misses outside for ball one. Close calls over at home plate. The pitch. Fastball again. This one misses low in the count 2-0. Campos making his first appearance of the series. Awaits the 2-0. Zings by his head as he avoids it and lets the ball hit the backstop. 3-0 count now to Campos. Hitting 208 on the season. No homers, 3 RBIs for the right-handed hitter. As Castillo looking to get back in this count that he's already behind 3-0. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. A bit high, but certainly over the plate as the count moves to 3-1. Castillo, the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Nasty heater there, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Castillo unfazed by that 3-0 count and attacking Dyron Campos in his next two pitches. Here's the payoff. Weakly foul back into the Threshers on deck circle, and the count will remain full. Campos will stay at the plate. Hang off again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second strikeout of the game for Castillo, his eighth of the season, and that's two outs here in the top of the second. That'll bring up Adrian Hernandez, who is making his first plate appearance as the Mets' number 9 hitter, but had an error in the first that allowed a run to score. First pitch to Hernandez, tapped foul. That's going to roll to the backstop, 0-1. Hernandez just flung his bat at that and got the end of the bat on that baseball. 0-1. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball bounces out of Ricketts' glove, and the count's even now at 1-1. One hit this year for Hernandez, and it was a solo home run. But that is it. 1-1, cut on and missed, right through a fastball by Castillo, who's now a strike away from ending the inning. Two out, the Threshers lead it 3-1, and it is a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Right down Main Street, called strike three. Castillo freezes Hernandez with the changeup, and the Threshers take down the Mets in order here in the second inning. Three up and three down for St. Lucie, and the Threshers lead it 3-1, heading into the bottom of the second.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey, fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out seven or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Bottom of the second here at Bay Care Ballpark. The Threshers with the lead after the first, and they're doing something that they have done so often this year, and it's just battle back after a run has been scored. Doesn't matter if they're in the lead or not. The Threshers tend to do their best work after they've allowed a run. Certainly a resilient team, and a team that just likes putting runs on the board. Now Cade Fergus will lead off the Thresher for the Threshers in the bottom of the second inning. Breaking ball misses low. Count 1-0 to the Threshers' right fielder. Two RBIs on the season for Fergus, and that averaged just south of 100. As here's the pitch from Ventura. Breaking ball misses. And here's ball two. Two up. Fouled the other way by Fergus, and the count now 2-1. Coming off a solid debut season for the Threshers. A little bit in the FCL for Fergus as well. Now facing a 2-1 from the Mets' number 20 prospect. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball zings in there for a called strike, and the count is even at 2-2. On the outside corner there to Fergus, who hit 168 with four homers and 12 ribbies for the Threshers last season. Now he faces a full count here. 29 games in his debut for Clearwater. A 22-year-old out of George Washington University. 13th round pick by the Phillies last year. Here's the payoff. This one is drilled high in the air out into left field. Going back is Campos. He's at the wall. He looks up, and it's out of here. Cade Fergus goes deep with a towering home run ball landing in the Threshers' bullpen. First dinger of the year for Cade Fergus, and the Threshers lead it 4-1. That had home run height as soon as it left the bat. The only question was if it was going to keep carrying, and boy, did it. This one is inside out and into right by Brito. Hernandez stops short in front of it, and Brito is on with a base hit. The Threshers' offense is certainly keeping the heat on. Five hits in the first two innings. And Clearwater with two hits to start off this bottom of the second inning. Lineup card will turn over, and Brian Rincon will step up to the plate. Good speed on first in Brito as Rincon dummies a bunt, pulled it back as the breaking ball goes inside. So I imagine now Jacob Reimer is going to set up a bit closer to home plate as Rincon was preparing for a bunt. Now it's a 1-0 to Rincon. Reimer in on the infield grass over at first. Ventura set from the belly. He takes a look at home plate. 2 seconds on the clock, and the fastball goes high to make it 2-0. So with Fergus's first home run of the season, the Threshers have broken a four-way tie to become the second team after the Mighty Muscles with double-digit home runs. Fort Myers has 14 homers on the season, the Threshers now with 10. Throw over to first, Brito back in there safely, sliding head first. And the count will remain 2-0. Rincon flied out to left his last time up, 0-for-1 on the day after getting a hit in four at-bats last night. 2-0 pitch. Rincon takes this one into left center field. Going after it is De Los Santos, but he won't get there. Brito sprinting towards third. The throw is late, and it bounces out of the glove of Reimer anyway. The Threshers get three hits in the first three batters of the second inning. And Brian Rincon is on first. Brito is on third with no one out for Justin Crawford. He's already extended his on-base streak. He's reached base in each of the last six, dating back to the Saturday game against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Couple games he missed in Tampa, but he has been back in full force. 8 for his last 17. Couple walks and a lot of runs along the way. Now he's got a chance to drive in a run. This one is popped up into foul territory, and that is going to land foul behind home plate, right in front of the citywide sign, in front of one of the suites. It's an 0-1 count to Crawford, and that's pitch number 32 for Yordani Ventura. He has thrown 20 strikes in his first 31 pitches. Rincon takes a brief lead off of first as Ventura is set. 0-1 to Crawford. As the throw back over to first, it gets by the first baseman, and Brito's going to head home and score. It's an error on Yordani Ventura's third of the game already for St. Lucie, and the Threshers continue to pile it on. Second run of the frame makes it 5-1. So an error in each inning and multiple runs in each inning for St. Lucie and the Threshers, respectively. And now Brian Rincon is on second with an 0-1 count to Justin Crawford. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside, and the count's 1-1. The longest hit streak of the Thresher season so far has been 5 games, held by Eric Brito. And Gabriel Rincones Jr. had an 11-game on-base streak that ended on Saturday. Crawford grounds this one foul down the first baseline, and it's 1-2. Rincon takes a short lead off second. He's being held on by the shortstop in Villavicencio. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Crawford fouls this one down the left field line this time, and the count will stay at 1-2. A guy that a lot of Phillies fans, executives, really anyone you talk to about the Phillies, Crawford is one of their most exciting prospects. A great glove out in center, fantastic speed as well, and 19 years old. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball misses outside, and the count 2-2. And his age, so important, because he's 6'3 and about 175 pounds and still has a couple of years to just naturally grow into his frame in addition to the work that he's putting in the weight room, which is considerable. 2-2 to Crawford. Fouled away once again. And it's at bats like this that keep guys excited. Fouling off two strike pitches, his plate discipline has improved considerably over the course of the season, as he's now on a 5-game hit streak, longest such streak of his pro career. 2-2 now, Ventura deals, breaking ball outside, and that's ball four. Justin Crawford working two straight walks to lead off the game. Nope, he was wrong about the count, too. Thought it was 3-2, but I trust Justin Crawford knowing more about baseball than I do. So he'll put his shin guard back on as it is now a 3-2 count. So a bit of a mix-up about the count from Crawford. And now he's back in the left-handed batter's box with a runner on, a full count, and nobody out here in the second inning. Ventura looks over at Rincon at second base. A second look back, three on the clock, and he deals. Inside fastball, there's ball four. So, I was still right when I said that Crawford worked two consecutive walks to start off his game. And that'll bring up Caleb Ricketts, who would like to have two consecutive at-bats with an RBI. 14 RBIs on the season for Caleb after his RBI single scored Crawford to tie the game up in the first inning. And that puts him in a tie for second place with Emmanuel Torero with 14 RBIs. Andrew Cassetti of Fort Myers, the only player with more. First pitch to Ricketts in there for a called strike, a breaking ball on the inside corner. Ricketts sent an 0-1 pitch into center field, plating Crawford and tying the game in the first, and he ended up scoring as well on a Gabriel Rincones Jr. single. Swing and a miss, fastball upstairs, and the count's 0-2. Ricketts, a .346 average now, which is moving up there on the league charts, up to fifth in the Florida State League after a huge week last week. The 0-2 hit on a line over the glove of the second baseman, and that's in a right center field for a base hit. Rincon comes around third. He's heading home. The throw's cut off at the mound, and Caleb Ricketts back-to-back RBI singles to give the Threshers a 6-1 lead. Three runs already in the frame for Clearwater. Runners on the corners, and still nobody out. Another two-strike RBI single for the Clearwater Threshers. The other guy, Gabriel Rincones Jr., though he wasn't charged with the RBI due to the error by Adrian Hernandez. An 0-2 single for Ricketts to put him on first and drive in Rincon. That gives him 15 runs on the season. 15 RBIs in the season, excuse me. And now, runners at the corners, still nobody out here in the second. Ventura deals. Fastball gets by the catcher. Crawford's coming home. Underhand flip to Ventura, and they get Crawford at home plate. That's the first out of the inning. And a really close play at the plate is now Adam Everett's going to come from third base to discuss his disagreement with Isabella Robb. So Ricketts is on second on the wild pitch. And Crawford is thrown out 2-1 for the first down in the inning. Don't know how much room Everett's going to have to get this overturned. He's arguing it looks like that Ventura didn't apply the tag in time. So he'll head back to third base, and Isabella Robb will clean the plate. So, there's one out. The first out in the inning comes on a pickoff at home plate on a wild pitch. And now the Mets pitching coach is out having a chat with Yordani Ventura. Dan McKinney is on the mound. And now Robb will come out to break up the mound visit. The Threshers, 6 runs on 7 hits and 1 run on 3 walks is all that the St. Lucie Mets have. 5-run lead for Clearwater, and the first pitch is in the glove of Yordani Ventura, getting ready to go home to Gabriel Rincones Jr. First pitch of the at-bat, a fastball, the misses inside, count 1-0. Rincona singled, stole a base, and scored a run. An error by Adrian Hernandez moved him to second and ended up plating Caleb Ricketts, who's currently on second in his last time up. This one's right back up the middle, around Yordani Ventura, and thrown to first by Villavicencio to get the out in the inning. Moving to third is Caleb Ricketts, so for the second straight inning, the Threshers have a runner on third base with two outs. 6-3 on the putout for Rincones, and now Chad Castillo looking to follow up his fourth RBI of the season. An RBI double with one out in the first. A single will make it 7-1 Threshers. It's currently 6-1. Here's the pitch from Ventura. Castillo lets this one go, and it's a fastball at his feet for ball one. Castillo swung at the first pitch he saw to land that RBI double down the right field line. There was doubt at the time of whether Rincones' shot that was misplayed by Hernandez in right. As the pitch gets behind the catcher, Ricketts sprinting home. This one's going to roll all the way back to the backstop. And a wild pitch, second of the inning, will score the fourth run of the inning for the Threshers. Two wild pitches move Ricketts halfway around the base paths. And it's 7-1 Clearwater and a 2-0 count to Chad Castillo. So there goes his chance at a second straight RBI. As Ricketts scoring easily on that wild pitch. As Vincent Perozzo will swap out masks, changing his gray mask for a blue mask, and he'll get back set behind home plate. Now the bases are clear. 2-0 count and a 7-1 lead for the Threshers. Castillo awaits Ventura's pitch. He cuts on and misses at a fastball to make the count 2-1. Threshers, 3 runs in the first, 4 here in the second, as the fastball misses up and into Castillo, and the count is 3-1. Here's the pitch from Ventura. Fastball upstairs, and the inning continues. A 2-out walk to Chad Castillo puts a man on first for Otto Kemp. Kemp tied for 5th in the league with 11 runs on the season. And he will come up to the plate after grounding out to second his last time up. 7-1 the lead for Clearwater. Castillo, with his batting gloves in hand, takes the lead off first. Kemp grounds this one into right field, and that's a base hit. Castillo will stop at second, and the Threshers just keep the party rolling. 4 runs in this inning, and that's the 5th hit of the frame from Otto Kemp, and Jordan Viers is the last Threshers player to bat for the first time in this frame. And he will not be facing Yordani Ventura. Gilbert Gomez coming out to pull his starting pitcher from the game as the Threshers have tagged him already for 7 runs and 8 hits. Yordani Ventura's night is over. We'll tell you who comes to replace him next as we take a short break on the Threshers broadcast network.
Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit threshersbaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On June 2nd, the Threshers will host the 18th annual Pitch for Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and Fundraising event at Baycare Ballpark. Catch some baseball for a good cause with a pregame survivor's walk, specialty jersey auction, and so much more. Visit our website for ways to support the Morton Plant Mies Healthcare Foundation and learn more about this great event on threshersbaseball.com.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Baycare Ballpark. puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web threshersbaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
New pitcher on the mound for St. Lucie, it's Joey Lancelotti with two inherited runners, Chad Castillo on second and Otto Kemp on first base. Lancelotti has thrown seven innings with seven strikeouts, nine hits, and five walks in a 2.57 ERA. First pitch is fouled away by Jordan Vyers down the left field line to make the count 0-1. Lancelotti was drafted by the other team from New York in the 34th round of the 2019 draft out of the University of North Carolina. He never got to play for the Yankees, as he was one of the COVID cuts, as Jordan Vyers swings and misses at strike two, a low breaking ball. And the Mets picked him up in July 20th of 2022. Played last year in the FCL. Now in his first year of full season ball, his fifth appearance with the Mets. Swing and a miss to Vyers, and Lancelotti punches out the first batter he faces, but the Threshers send all nine men up to the plate and come up with a big, big inning. They score four runs, including the leadoff home run by Cade Fergus on four or five hits with one error and two left on base. The Threshers have a commanding 7-1 lead as we head into the third inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Calling all Jedi and Sith Lords to Baycare Ballpark on Saturday, May 6th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kelly's Catering will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark on Friday, May 5th for an experience like no other. After your Clearwater Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, stick around for a fantastic fireworks display presented by Banquet Masters. Then, make sure to rock out with us as Truly Hard Seltzer presents a post-game concert by the Black Honkies Band. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets now.
Three runs in the first, four runs in the second for the Threshers. 7-1, the lead here in the third inning, as Clearwater has been dominating from the get-go. Starlin Castillo back out for the third inning of work, looking for his first career victory in his fourth year as a pro. Leadoff man will start off the inning for the Mets as Jent Williams takes a curveball outside to make it a 1-0 count. He grounded out to short his first time up. Now the 1-0. Fastball in there on the outside corner for a called strike. Castillo living on the outer half of the plate, with a couple of strikeouts, actually three to be exact, and three walks as the pitch bounces out of Ricketts' glove, but it's in there for a strike. Count 1-2. Williams has yet to swing in this at-bat. 1-2 pitch. Did he go? Appeal to Tyler Green says he did, and that is the fourth strikeout of the day for Starlin Castillo. He's struck out each of the last three hitters and four out of the last five, ending the first inning with a punch-out and striking out the eight and nine hitters to end off the second. Now there's one gone here in the third to bring up Kevin Villavicencio as the breaking ball is in there for a called strike to Castillo. He's now set a new season high with 4 strikeouts and now has an 0-1 count to Villavicencio. 0-1, hit on the ground to second, fielded on a pair of hops by Brito, flips it to first, and there is the second out of the inning. Routine play for Eric Brito as Starlin Castillo, who had almost 30 pitches in the first inning, has just 46 with 27 strikes. So after a tough first, he's really settled down, in large part, I think, due to the offensive onslaught that the Threshers have put across. 1-0 count now to Junior Tillian, who takes a fastball low and inside for ball one. He flied out to right his last time up. Pitch from Castillo, chopper down the third base line and foul. That's going to roll towards the Threshers' dugout and even the count at 1-1. 286 hitter on the year is Tillian, a homer and 7 RBIs, making his series debut. Now the 1-1. He holds up the swing. No bother to appeal. He did not go around, and the count's 2-1 as the slider misses on the outside. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the lower part of the plate. Makes the count even at 2-2, and Castillo looking to close out a second straight 1-2-3 inning for the Threshers. The righty deals. This is hit on a line out to left. Easy play for Rincones Jr. as he takes 2 steps to his right, makes the one-handed grab to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Mets for the second straight frame, and Starlin Castillo is cruising. The Threshers cruising as well, 7-1 the lead as we head to the bottom of the third inning.
Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
How many runs are the Threshers going to score this inning? 4 in the second after 3 runs in the first. And Cade Fergus is leading off the bottom of the third inning as the Threshers have a 7-1 lead. The pitch, Fergus pulls back a bunt as the pitch misses low and inside to make the count 1-0. Fergus, with his first homer of the year, his last time up, takes a breaking pitch low and inside to make it 2-0. First full inning for Joey Lancelotti. As the night is done now for the Mets starter, Yordani Ventura. 2-1 the count now as the fastball hits the outside corner. Ventura in line for the loss after allowing 7 runs on 8 hits in an inning and 2/3. Fergus takes another called strike on the inside corner, another close pitch. But it's now a 2-2 count to him. 3 walks and a strikeout for Ventura as well. 2-2. Fastball way outside, and the count's full to Fergus. Count 3-2. He hit his solo home run on the 6th pitch of his first at-bat. The pitch inside, ball 4, and Cade Fergus has reached base in now his first 2 at-bats. Second time in a row, the leadoff man has got on for Clearwater. But Fergus will stay on the bases this time instead of trotting around them. That'll bring up Eric Brito, who scored on a failed pickoff attempt by Yordani Ventura. And this is another single for Brito. Inside outs it into right field. His second hit of the game, the Threshers' 9th. And two on with nobody out. The Threshers pick it up right where they left off. That'll bring up Brian Rincombe, as every Threshers player except for Jordan Viers has reached base at least once. Rincombe no exception, as he singled and scored in the second inning. Now he's got two on and nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, going after a breaking ball that missed below the zone to make it 0-1. Rincon, the lone switch hitter on the Threshers squad, hitting 174 with a homer and three RBIs. 0-1. Fouled off his own leg in a count now 0-2. Doesn't really phase Rincon, though. He's not even going to take a walk around the batter's box. He'll just step right back in. No balls, two strikes. Threshers lead it 7-1 here in the third inning. As Crawford is awaiting on deck, the 0-2 fastball way upstairs, and the count is 1-2. Close to Perozzo having to get on his feet to make that catch, but still staying in his crouch behind home plate to snare it with one hand. 1-2 the count to Rincon. Lancelotti deals. Broken bat, grounder, foul down the first baseline. Rincon testing his bat to see if it broke. It certainly sounded like that on the crack, but the bat appears intact. And he motions to the dugout to get another stick brought out to him. So Rincon gets a black bat with white tape instead of red. We'll scrub it up with some pine tar before stepping back into the left-handed batter's box. A 1-2 count to Rincon. Fergus is on second, Brito on first, so solid speed all around with Rincon, a guy with some wheels himself. 1-2 to Brian as Lancelotti now has it set at his chest, and the 1-2 pitch inside on the fastball. Count evens at 2-2. Two on and nobody out. As Rincon awaits the pitch, Lancelotti, 8 seconds on the pitch clock, deals. Breaking ball, diving low, and the count's full. Full count to Rincon. Here's the pitch, outside, ball four. He works it from 0-2 to a walk, and the first three reach base for the Threshers, two walks and a hit to load him up for Justin Crawford. He's walked in each of his previous two plate appearances, and another walk would score a run as Rincon is undoing all of his guards. And looks like he's putting them back on now. So it was ruled a balk to advance the runner. So Fergus now on third and Brito on second. Payoff pitch. Called strike three to Brian Rincon. Would have been happier with the walk. But still two on in scoring position for Justin Crawford. First base open. The right side of the infield is pushed a bit further in than the left, and especially Junior Tillian, who has his toes on the infield grass. First pitch to Crawford, misses way outside, ball one. He's already walked twice today with one run scored and a stolen base. Tie the game up back in the first on Caleb Ricketts' single. Now the 1-0. This one is hit foul down the left field line. Got some nice cuts today from Crawford. 95 on Lancelotti's fastball as he's facing a right-hander once again. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. Cut on and missed. Inside fastball, and it's 1-2. Brito on second. Fergus on third. And one ball and two strikes now to Crawford. Threshers lead it 6-1. Lead by six runs. 7-1 is the score here in the bottom of the third inning. Lancelotti has 20 pitches, 12 for strikes. Pitch number 21 is hit on the ground, back to the shortstop, gets past Villavicencio and into left for a base hit. Two runs score easily for the Threshers. Justin Crawford extends his hit streak to six straight games in dramatic fashion. A two RBI single gives the Threshers a 9-1 advantage. RBIs number 6 and 7 for Justin Crawford, and now Caleb Ricketts is up with a very fast runner on first. Still one out here in the third, and the first pitch to Ricketts floats over the outside part of a plate for the called strike. Crawford has one stolen base already today. Now he's checked back to first base unsuccessfully as he slides in head first. Ricketts, two hits in today's game, so that brings him to 12 in 21 at-bats over his five-game hit streak. And now the pitch misses outside for ball one. Another breaking ball by Lancelotti. Middle infield at double-A depth, double play depth, with a third baseman Reimer played closer to the shortstop spot. A 1-1 count to Ricketts, who waves the bat up and now sets himself in the batter's box. 10 seconds on the pitch clock, and the pitch from Lancelotti. Weak ground ball to short. Won't be a play at second for Crawford, so the throw will come to first from the shortstop, Villavicencio, and there's the second out of the inning. Caleb Ricketts is retired for the first time. And now Gabriel Rincones Jr. is up with a man on second and two outs. It just seems rare at this point for Caleb Ricketts to be trotting back into the dugout without a hit, as he's hit over 500 throughout his five-game hit streak with his 2-for-3 day today. Rincones Jr. cuts on and misses at a changeup on the inside part of the plate to make it 0-1. He singled, stole a base, and scored in the first, grounded out to short in the second, and now here in the third inning, he faces an 0-1 with two outs. The pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, count 0-2. Lancelotti staying away from the fastball, so he could be setting that up for Rincones Jr. here, but he's not a guy you want to throw a fastball to. 0-2 the count, Crawford on second base. The pitch, breaking ball, misses low, and the count's now 1-2. Threshers have scored in each inning, 3 in the first, 4 in the second, and now 2 already here in the third, 9 runs on 10 hits in a 9-1 ball game. They seem poised to smash their season highs on offense. 1-2. Breaking ball, missing inside, and the count's now even at 2-2. The only record that does not appear to be in jeopardy, but you never know with the way this team is hitting, is they scored 7 runs in the second inning against Tampa on Sunday. 2-2. This one is popped high in the air, and that is going to land right in front of the press box. And it bounced up underneath the press box. Still 2-2 to Rincones Jr. as a lucky fan will get a souvenir. Rincones awaits the 2-2 pitch. Lancelotti focusing on home as he deals, and Rincones Jr. cuts on and misses at the high fastball for out number 3. But for the third straight inning, the Threshers will not be denied. They strand a runner on second base, but they plate 3 on 2 hits. And they leave one stranded. No errors in the inning for St. Lucie for the first time in Clearwater with a 9-1 lead as we head into the fourth.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club.
presented by BayCare for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Starlin Castillo is poised to go over three innings of work for the first time this season, and he's got a comfortable eight-run cushion as the Threshers lead at 9-1 on 10 hits here in the top of the fourth inning at BayCare Ballpark. The heart of the St. Lucie Mets order, though, coming up with Jacob Reimer leading off and Jeffrey De Los Santos on deck. First pitch, does it hit Reimer? And it does. He shakes up his wrist guard as if to say, yeah, I'm glad I was wearing that thing. And the first pitch of the fourth gives the Mets their first base runner since the first inning. Three walks and now a hit by pitch from Starlin Castillo and a man on first with nobody out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Reimer takes a short lead off first base and Castillo deals. Fastball zips on the inside corner, and it's in there for a called strike. De Los Santos worked a full count and walked in the first inning. He was the last batter to reach base before Reimer, who's now on first. 0-1. Fastball again, strike again, right at the knees of Jeffrey De Los Santos, and the count's 0-2. One walk, but no hits. He's 0-5 in two games this series. Now facing the 0-2, Castillo deals. This one is hit the other way into left field, and the broadcaster's jinx gives St. Lucie their first hit of the ball game. Jeffrey De Los Santos with an opposite way single, and two runners on the base paths for the St. Lucie Mets. So one hit now for St. Lucie to the Threshers 10, and Caleb Ricketts calling out the signs and having his infielders shift a little bit on a new batter, as Eduardo Salazar's hand injury seems to have hurt him a bit too much for him to stay in the game. Yoel Martinez, the pinch hitter here in the fourth. Castillo deals. Swing and a miss. Martinez is down 0-1. So Salazar ended up striking out. He finished that at bat in the first inning. And it should be a straight swap at first. 0-1, hit on the ground to second, double play potential. Brito fires to Rincon for one, on to first, but Martinez beats it by a step. First down in the fourth inning, and the fielder's choice, 4-6, advances Reimer to third and puts Martinez on first base. Still double play potential for the lefty hitter in Vincent Perozzo. As the Threshers still lead at 9-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Martinez in there for a called strike, and a first pitch strike every at-bat in the three since Jacob Reimer was hit by a pitch. In fact, nothing has missed the zone since then. Five straight strikes from Castillo. 0-1. This one is hit up the middle, past the glove of Brito, into right center field, and a run will score as Reimer jogs home to make it 9-2 with the Threshers still out ahead. It's third RBI of the year for Vincent Perozzo, and the Threshers' lead is now down to 7. De Los Santos is out, and Yoel Martinez now on second on the RBI single from Vincent Perozzo. Still one gone here in the fourth and one run across for St. Lucie as they put two hits on the base paths here in the fourth inning. Dairon Campos awaiting the first pitch of his at-bat. Hit high in the air and foul behind home plate, count 0-1. Yoel Martinez on second. And your and Vincent Perozzo on first. Threshers lead it by 7 here in the fourth inning. It's an 0-1 to Campos with one out. And the pitch from Castillo. Popped high in the air into the infield. Castillo will get out of the way and cover first as it's Chad Castillo who makes the catch. So Castillo backs up Castillo while Castillo makes the out. Which one was I talking about, though? No. Chad Castillo gets the pop-up out. And there are two outs here in the fourth inning. Well, I'm going to go back to acting like a human being, kind of. Two outs. Adrian Hernandez with two on and a run already across for St. Lucie. Threshers lead at 9-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Hernandez. Fastball bounces into Ricketts' glove. He'll give the ball back to Isabella Robb behind home plate and send one to Castillo as he'll face Hernandez with a 1-0 count. An error in right field and a strikeout for Hernandez so far today. He struck out looking to end the second. Now facing a 1-0, he bounces the bat on his right shoulder as Castillo deals. Breaking ball misses low and in, count 2-0. Another new ball. As is customary, when the ball hits the dirt really in any way, any little amount of scuff, the pitcher's going to want a new one. So it's a 2-0 now to Adrian Hernandez. As Castillo takes a look over at second, with 5 seconds on the pitch clock, he deals. This one is bounced up the middle. Rincon can't get it and finds its way into center field. Sprinting around third is Martinez as Justin Crawford loses the ball as it rolls deep into center. A second run will score as it's Perozzo coming all the way around from first, and Hernandez makes it to third on an RBI single and what would likely go down as an E8. A crooked number here in the fourth inning for St. Lucie as they put up 3 runs, though those last two, at least one of them will be unearned. And it's 9-4 Threshers as the Mets storming their way back here in the fourth inning. But still 2 outs, runner on third base for Jett Williams. And here's the pitch. Fastball zips into the outside corner for a called strike. Williams 0-for-2, struck out in the third, his last time up, grounded out to lead off the game for St. Lucie on the first pitch of the ballgame. 0-1, he holds up the swing, does not come close to going around, as it's an even 1-1 count. And no error will be called on Justin Crawford, so it's an RBI triple for Hernandez. This one a ground out to Rincon at short. He makes the throw across the diamond from deep in the infield dirt to get the final out. But 3 runs come across for the St. Lucie Mets. They get those 3 runs on 2 hits and leave 1 aboard. The Threshers lead it 9-4 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning.
Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out 7 or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that 7th strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on threshersbaseball.com.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The The Threshers look to strike back here in the fourth. They've scored multiple runs in each of the first three, but it's 9-4 now after a three-run fourth by the Mets. Castillo starts it off by sparking a hit into left, but it is caught on the run by Dairon Campos. One pitch, one out for Joey Lancelotti here in the fourth inning. So Otto Kemp coming up to the plate. He singled in his last at-bat and is 1-for-2 on the day. This one is hit back up the middle and no chance at second base for Tillian. Otto Kemp staying hot after a home run last night. He has a two-hit game here tonight with a one-out single here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jordan Vyers, who is the only Threshers player without a hit thus far. 11 base hits for Clearwater. 9 runs resulting from those hits, and they've got a 5-run lead over St. Lucie. Vyers sparks this one into left field. Going back is Campos, and that's going to land fair. It's at least a double for Vyers as Kemp is given the stop sign at third base, and Jordan Vyers gets his first hit of the ball game, a one-out double to put two runners in scoring position for the Threshers. The only question is how deep that ball was going, is if it was going to stay fair or not. Third double of the season for Jordan Vyers. And now the Threshers threatening once again. Two hits in each of the last two innings, multiple runs and multiple hits in each of the first four frames now. Looking for their first run of the inning here as Cade Fergus swings and misses at a low breaking ball to make the count 0-1. A solo shot in the second, a walk and a run scored in the third. And now Fergus awaits the 0-1. Swing and a miss. The throw gets away from the catcher, but too close to Perozzo. So Otto Kemp is going to hold up at third base. It's no 2 to Fergus as he swung and missed on the breaking ball. Infield in now for St. Lucie with the runners on second and third and one out. Vyers on second, Kemp on third. Infield all with their toes on the infield grass. 0-2. Fergus lets it go, called strike 3 on the inside corner. As Joey Lancelotti now has 4 strikeouts on the game, second out there in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Eric Brito, who has singled and scored in each of his previous 2 appearances. And has a chance to drive in multiple runs for what would be the third time this season. First pitch to Brito, misses upstairs, and the count's 1-0. Lancelotti, 37 pitches, 25 for strikes, after coming in with 2 outs in the second inning to replace the starter, Yordani Ventura. 1-0 pitch, fastball upstairs, count 2-0. Vyers on second, Kemp on third. 2 gone here in the fourth inning for Clearwater. As Perozzo taking his time to mouth something out to Lancelotti. 2-0 the count. Lancelotti deals. Brito lets the curveball miss outside, not by much, as the count is 3-0. Brito has reached base each of his first 2 times at the plate. Now 3-0 pitch, bounces away from Perozzo, and that's ball 4. A 4-pitch walk to Brito, who's on base for the 3rd consecutive inning. He has scored each time he has reached first base. And now the bases are loaded with 2 outs for Brian Rincon. Kemp on 3rd, Vyers on 2nd, Brito on 1st. And the bases are chock full of Threshers with 2 outs here in the 4th. Breaking ball in there for a strike to Rincon, who's 1-for-3 and has now hit in each of the first 4 innings. 0-1 in there for a called strike, a fastball in the inside corner as it's quickly 0-2. Lancelotti not messing around, right into it. 0-2, breaking ball, called strike 3. As Rincon does not like the call, he'll stay back in home plate for a second, and the Threshers are blanked for the first inning of the ball game. Clearwater leaves them loaded with 2 hits, no runs scored, no errors, and the score remains 9-4 as we head into the 5th.
On June June 2nd, the Threshers will host the 18th annual Pitch for Pink breast cancer awareness and fundraising event at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch some baseball for a good cause with a pregame survivor's walk, specialty jersey auction, and so much more. Visit our website for ways to support the Morton Family's Healthcare Foundation and learn more about this great event on threshersbaseball.com.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 burp tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit threshersbaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web threshersbaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
So it's a new pitcher for Clearwater, as Adam Everett goes to his bullpen for the first time today. Four innings of work for Starlin Castillo. Not in line for the victory, but a solid start for the Dominican right-hander, as another Dominican right-hander will come up to the plate, or come up to the mound for St. Lucie, as Kevin Villavicencio fouls the first pitch of the fifth inning over the netting on the right field side. 0-1 count as Yoniel Ramirez will make his fourth appearance of the season. Breaking ball missing outside to even the count at 1-1 to Villavicencio. So Starlin Castillo, though ineligible for the victory, will leave with the Threshers in good place for a win. 1-1, breaking ball missing outside to Villavicencio again, and the count is 2-1. Four innings pitched, three hits allowed, four runs with three walks in a season-high, four strikeouts in a season-high, four innings for Starlin Castillo. Nasty slider that knocked Villavicencio off the plate, as now the count's 2-2. He thought it was ball three and scooted out of the way. A lot of break on that pitch. And another nasty slider from Ramirez. This time gets Villavicencio to go for it. And the first out in the fifth is a strikeout. Fifth K of the season for Yoniel Ramirez, who has pitched his last inning and two-thirds without allowing a run. One out here in the fifth to bring up Junior Tillian, as Ramirez is set and deals. Slider in there for a called strike. This is about as good as I've seen that slider look. A lot more horizontal break on that pitch. Looks like it goes from batter's box to batter's box. This one misses low on the fastball. Count is 1-1. A sinking fastball for Ramirez. Slider and a curve are his three pitches. In his first year with the Phillies organization, Ramirez deals the 1-1. Slider in there for a called strike on the outside corner, as Tillian has kept the bat on his shoulder, just feeling out Ramirez, but now he's down in a 1-2 hole. Working quickly, here's the pitch. This is hit on the ground to Rincon. He charges, runs towards second base, leaps over the bag to throw it. Castillo grabs for the out, and that is out number two here in the fifth. I'll bring up Jacob Reimer, who has reached base in each of his first two appearances, a walk and a hit by pitch. He scored the first run of the Mets' three-run fourth inning, but the Threshers still have a comfortable lead. 9-4 is the score. Ramirez, with two outs, deals, and it's a slider in there for a called strike. That has been his eighth pitch in this at-bat. And I'm not sure I can count how many times he's used that pitch, but it has been the majority of the ones we've seen, as Reimer is hit once again, the pitch barely grazing the back of his leg, but enough, as he is on base for the third time without an official at-bat. So a two-out hit-by-pitch brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos, who has also reached base in each of his first two times at the plate. Single and a walk. for De Los Santos. Tied for the team lead in home runs and leading the team with 10 RBIs on this young season. First pitch to De Los Santos is a breaking ball. The misses upstairs, count 1-0. Looked like a high changeup to just try and fool De Los Santos into a first pitch swing. 9-4 the score, man on first with a 1-0 count and two outs. Ramirez sends the fastball outside for ball two. Really close pitch to De Los Santos. 5-run lead for Clearwater. The former Giants farmhand deals as Ramirez gets his first strike of the at-bat. A fastball on the inside corner to make it 2-1. De Los Santos walked in the first, singled his last time up. Did not score as he was taken out on a fielder's choice. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate, and the count evens at 2-2. And Ramirez, aside from the hit-by-pitch, has looked very smooth and with the best control I think I've seen him in this early part of the season. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, just missing low. And the count 3-2. Ricketts will get a new ball and give it to Ramirez with Reimer expected to go on a full count pitch with two outs. 5-run lead for Clearwater as Ramirez deals the payoff. Off goes Reimer, and it's a called strike three on the outside corner. The slider again from Yoniel Ramirez. He gets his second punch out of the inning, and the Threshers throw up a zero in the fifth. No runs scored, no hits, one left, and no errors in the inning for Clearwater. We're halfway home here at BayCare Ballpark. A 9-4 lead for the Threshers here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. Come down to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 5th for an experience like no other. After your Clearwater Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, stick around for a fantastic fireworks display presented by Banquet Masters. Then, make sure to rock out with us as Truly Hard Seltzer presents a post-game concert by the Black Honkies Band. Visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets now.
Calling all Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 6th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kelly's Catering will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
A new pitcher on the mound for St. Lucie as Gilbert Gomez goes to the bullpen for the third time today. Joilmy Ramirez, no relation to Yoniel Ramirez, who's on the mound for the Clearwater Threshers. Joilmy, 6'2", also from the Dominican Republic, the city of San Juan de la Maguana. Played in the FCL and in St. Lucie last year and has one of the most difficult orders that you'll see for Clearwater. Justin Crawford, Caleb Ricketts, and Gabe Rincones Jr. leading off the fourth. The fifth. I can't even add. It's fine. 0-1 to Crawford as the fastball gets there on the inside part of the plate. Lancelotti, his line is done as Ramirez quickly sends another pitch in and misses inside again to Justin Crawford. Lancelotti came into a pretty tough situation, and despite giving up two runs, still had a solid outing in 2 1/3 innings. 1-1, Crawford hits this one high in the air into foul territory by the third base line. Teetering on the foul line is Reimer, and he makes the two-handed grab for the first down of the inning. Justin Crawford is retired for the first time to bring up Caleb Ricketts. So Lancelotti finishes with two runs allowed on four hits in 2 1/3 innings, walked two, and struck out five. Though it is Yordani Ventura who is in line for the loss tonight. First pitch to Ricketts. Misses upstairs on the breaking ball to make it 1-0. Ricketts was retired for the first time in the third inning. Two RBI singles, though, makes him 2-for-3. This one is hit into center field. Sprinting towards it is De Los Santos, but he can't get there as the ball drifts out to left center and falls in front of Jeffrey De Los Santos for Caleb Ricketts' third hit of the night. What a hit streak he is having. 23 over his last four, now five games. Rincones pops the first pitch he sees up down the third base line and drifting foul. That's going to land on the Wawa sign, but pinned into the netting and bouncing into the Threshers dugout. He tossed back up, and a fan makes a nice catch. That's what baseball's all about, getting fans some foul balls. 0-1 to Rincones Jr., the pitch. This is hit high in the air underneath the fastball, and he pops it up in a foul territory by the third base side. Yoel Martinez makes the squeeze with two hands for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Chad Castillo, an RBI double, and that makes him 1-for-2 on the day. He walked in the third, flied out to left his last time up. One man on, two outs, 9-4 lead for Clearwater. 13 hits on the game for them. That is their season high in a single game, and we're only in the fifth. Castillo pokes this one back into the netting, and the count's 0-1. Castillo, with his fifth RBI of the season, his fourth RBI of the season, after that double in the first. Now facing the 0-1, Ramirez deals. Foul back into the netting again, and it's 0-2. Ricketts has attempted three stolen bases, one of them kind of on a double steal when he stole home on a rundown that they got Gabriel Rincones Jr. in, where he was safe at second, and Ricketts ended up stealing home plate last week against Tampa. But he is staying put at first base. Two strikes to Castillo, two outs in the inning. Five-run lead for Clearwater. Castillo holds up his swing and does so in time as it's now 1-2. Fastball missing upstairs to Chad. Everyone on the Threshers with at least one hit. First time that's happened in a game this season for Clearwater. 1-2. Fouled away again. Barely got a piece of that, did Castillo, but it's enough that we're doing it again. 9-4 the score. Threshers in the lead here. As the Phillies just finished off their first win of the series against Seattle. We'll give you a scoreboard in the next inning. 1-2 to Castillo. This one is hit the other way and foul over the press box down the left field side. 1-2 is the count. Castillo, in his second year pro, who made his debut with the Threshers last year after being taken by the Philadelphia Phillies in the ninth round of the 2022 MLB draft out of California Baptist. 1-2, Castillo pops this one up into center field, drifting into left, and it's in shallow left as it's a catchable ball for the shortstop Villavicencio. One-handed grab, and that's the inning. So the Threshers get a hit, but strand that runner and don't play to run for the second straight frame. No errors in the inning as we're through five, and the Threshers lead by five. 9-4 the score as Clearwater leads the St. Lucie Mets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free
from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Top of the sixth inning, Yoniel Ramirez back out for his second inning of work, and the Threshers lead it 9-4 over St. Lucie here in the sixth. It's Yoral Martinez, Vincent Perozzo, and Dairon Campos up at the plate for St. Lucie as Ramirez starts off the second inning. Martinez still looking for his first hit of the game, and he won't swing at that slider from Ramirez. That has been absolutely nasty tonight. Untouchable thus far. 0-1. Fouled away and off of the right leg of Yoral Martinez. 92-mile-an-hour sinker fouled away, and Martinez takes a short walk around home plate, and he's set back in the right-handed batter's box with an 0-2 count. Martinez scored after grounding into a fielder's choice back in the fourth in his first at-bat of the ballgame after coming on for the first baseman, Eduardo Salazar. There's a swing and a miss. Third strikeout of the day for Yoniel Ramirez. And that is the seventh strikeout of the game for Threshers pitching, which means it's taco time. Download the Tijuana Flats app as Vincent Perozzo fouls one back to make it 0-1. Make sure to download the Tijuana Flats app and type in the code CLWTHR2623. If you do that, you'll get a free taco with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. That's CLWTHR2623. CLWTHR2623. 1-1 fouled off of his leg and a little bit of a limp forward from Perozzo as the count's now 1-2. And that code only redeemable on the Tijuana Flats app, so make sure to download it right away. So I promised an MLB scoreboard, which will start with Perozzo back in the box. The Phillies lead it, or Phillies trailing 5-3 against the Mariners halfway point of the ballgame, with Bryson Stott, Trey Turner, and Kyle Schwarber leading off the bottom half of the fifth inning. As the count's now 2-2 to Vincent Perozzo. Pirates leading the Dodgers 2-0 in the top of the sixth. Rays trailing the Astros 1-0 in the top of the seventh. 2-2 from Ramirez. Swing and a miss. Perozzo almost falling over trying to hit that slider. Third straight punch out for Ramirez, and that is his fourth of the ballgame. Back to the scoreboard with two outs and Dairon Campos at the plate. Nationals lead the Mets 2-1 in the top of the fourth. Marlins lead the Braves 3-0 in Atlanta in the bottom of the fourth inning. We're scoreless in the top of the third between San Diego and Chicago as the first pitch is in there for a strike against Dairon Campos. Two games yet to start and will begin in a little over an hour. A's and Angels in Los Angeles and Anaheim. Patrick Sandoval coming to the mound for LA, and Cardinals and Giants at 9:45 with Anthony DeSclafani and Steven Matz going toe-to-toe between the Redbirds and the San Francisco Giants. It's an 0-2 count to Dairon Campos. Threshers lead it by 5, 9-4 being the score. The finals across the major leagues, Reds beat the Rangers 5-3, Orioles beat the Red Sox 6-2, Jays blanked the White Sox 8-0. 0-2 pitch is hit on the ground down the third baseline and fell to stay 0-2 for Nairon Campos. Guardians take down the Rockies 4-1, Yankees rout the Twins 12-6, Brewers beat the Tigers 6-2, and the Diamondbacks get a shutout against the Kansas City Royals 2-0 the score in Arizona. Another surprise team to start the season. 0-2 now to Campos. Ramirez deals. Slider way outside, and Ricketts can't even come up with it. He'll throw it right back to the pitcher, as the count is now 1-2. Ramirez looking to strike out for the side for the first time this season. He has 4 strikeouts in tonight's game, which doubles his season total. 1-2. Fouled away into the netting right next to the Mets dugout, and we will do it again. Thresher's pitching now with 8 strikeouts, 4 for the starter Castillo, and now 4 for Yoniel Ramirez, giving him 8 on the season. 1-2. Ramirez deals. Breaking ball upstairs, the slider just missing, and the count now 2-2. Solid at bat from Campos, who struck out once and popped up to first in his last time up. 2 gone here. Threshers lead by 5 in the 6th. Ramirez deals, and that hits Campos. Looks like it got him in the back shoulder as he turned away from the baseball. And that is the second player, the Mets' second player that has been hit, or the third player that has been hit, second by Ramirez. So another 2-out hit by a pitch. And the Mets have a base runner here in the 6th inning to bring up Adrian Hernandez, who is 120, has a 120 batting average on the season with a homer and 3 RBIs. The pitch, slider, just missing outside, and the count's 1-0. Hernandez was given a triple in the 4th inning on a ball that Crawford overran a little bit as he swings and misses on a slider to make it 1-1. Rolled all the way back to the wall, and that plated 2 runs for the Mets. But Hernandez did not score one himself. Off goes Campos, the pitch into Ricketts' glove via the bounce, and the throw goes into center field. Little bit to the shortstop side of the second base bag from Ricketts, but if it was really any closer to Brito, who is looking to receive the throw, it would have been out number 3 instead of a stolen base for Dairon Campos. Second swipe of the day for St. Lucie. Villavicencio has one as well, and it is a 2-1 pitch to Adrian Hernandez now, with Ramirez ready to go. He is now set from the belt as he looks back to second. 3 on the pitch clock, and he deals. Slider just missing low to make it 3-1. Second steal of the season for Nairon Campos. And a 3-1 count with 2 outs to Adrian Hernandez. Ramirez looks back at second and fires home. Hit the other way, foul down the right field line. That's going to hit the tarp on that right field wall. Count is now full, so Campos will head for third on the impending payoff pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Threshers lead at 9-4. Though neither team scored in the 5th. First inning without a run in the game as Hernandez calls timeout. Adjusts the batting gloves, grips his bat, adjusts his helmet, and now he's back in the batter's box, the pitch clock turned on for Ramirez. A payoff pitch to Hernandez, so Campos will head to third. Ramirez deals, breaking ball called, strike 3. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Ramirez, 5 on the game, and the Threshers lead it 9-4. We're heading into the 6th inning as the Mets strand 1 without a hit, and it's a 5-run lead for Clearwater as they head to bat in the bottom of the 6th inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Baycare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
We're in the longest drought of the game without a run, as the last couple were scored by St. Louis with a trio of runs in the fourth inning. But the Threshers lead it 9-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. Otto Kemp leads off the inning, looks at an outside fastball from the other Ramirez, Yoelmé Ramirez. And it's a 1-0 count to Kemp, who's 2-for-3 with singles in each of his last two. This one is skied foul behind home plate, and the count's 1-1. Working quickly, the pitch from Ramirez, a breaking ball that doesn't dip enough, and the count's 2-1. Ramirez, with 13 pitches in the first inning, 10 of them for strikes. 2-1, popped up into foul territory, and that is going to tail over the netting and into the seats down the right field side, as the count's now 2-2 to Otto Kemp. Kemp 2-for-3 on the day. Hit his first home run of his career last night. Now the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Did he go? No, he did not, says Tyler Green. So it's a full count to Otto Kemp, who's among the lead leaders in runs with 11. Still hasn't added on to that today. And he is just outside the top 10 with 9 walks. He shatters his bat as the ball goes up the middle and into center field with Kemp's third consecutive single. Pieces of the bat went as far as the shortstop position. But Otto Kemp gets the job done and reaches first for the third straight at bat. He now sets a season high with 3 straight hits. And I believe it's a career high as well for Otto Kemp. And it is. Never more than 2 hits in a game. Never more than 1 hit in a game, including the home run last night this season. Set a career high in ribbies in a single game yesterday, or tied a career high, and now sets a career high in hits with 3 already today. Now Jordan Vyer's in at the plate as he takes a look at an upstairs changeup to make it 1-0. He was the last Thresher to record a hit in terms of order. Well, not in terms of chronological order, but in terms of the lineup. With a double his last time up. Throw over to first, Kemp in there sliding head first and safely. Byers struck out in each of his first 2 at-bats to end the first and second innings, and then doubled to left field in a ball that rolled all the way into the corner, mostly on a fly. So he's 1-for-3, and now he has a 1-1 count as the breaking ball settles in on the outside corner for a called strike. Kemp takes a short lead off first. He's 1-for-2 on stolen bases this season. As Vyers awaits the pitch, breaking ball upstairs, 2-1. Some action in the Threshers bullpen as Ramirez has gone 2 innings, but this inning should belong to Ramirez as he gets Vyers to swing and miss as an upstairs fastball to make it 2-2. Hard to see if there's anyone warming up in the Mets bullpen. So now it's 2-2 to Vyers, a man on and nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Ramirez deals. Kemp goes for second. Viers swings and misses at strike three, and Otto Kemp is into second base safely. Third K of the game for Jordan Viers and second stolen base of the season for Otto Kemp. So one gone here in the sixth, but a runner in scoring position for Cade Fergus, who has a home run already this game. Two runs each time he has reached base, a homer in the second and a walk in the third. Struck out his last bat, though. Has a chance to drive in. Would be his fourth RBI of the season. Ramirez looks at second, sends first pitch to Fergus, and a fastball zips in on the outside corner to make it 0-1. Fergus has driven in Kemp once before this season for the first RBI of the year, a double off the wall in Bradenton that scored Kemp. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Changeup at the knees of Cade Fergus to make it 0-2. He struck out on three pitches back in the fourth inning. As now he waves the bat around to get himself set. 9-4, Threshers lead, 0-2 with one out to Fergus here in the sixth. Ramirez deals, but he'll step off the mound and get Kemp back over to second base without a throw. So the count stays 0-2 to Fergus. He launched his first homer of the season back in the second. Ramirez looks over at second base. Kemp dancing, 0-2. Breaking ball doesn't break enough, and the count is 1-2. Looked like a curveball that just kind of stayed flat on the drop. So it is a 1-2 count now to Cade Fergus. Threshers lead by 5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ramirez takes another look at second base with no time left on the pitch clock, and Isabella Robb steps out, points at her wrist to indicate an automatic ball 2. Right as Ramirez was throwing the pitch, he did not get it off in time, though. Two two now to Fergus in the first automatic ball of this homestand. 2-2. Fergus lets it go. It's a called strike 3 on the outside corner. A slider rings up Ricketts for the second straight time, and there are two outs here in the sixth inning. Ricketts, second strikeout of the inning and game for Joelmy Ramirez. So two outs and a runner on second base for Eric Brito, who's reached base and scored twice and also walked. So he has reached base all three times as he misses or lets a pitch go low to make it 1-0. Brito, 2-for-2 on the day as he awaits the 1-0 pitch. Popped this one up down the first base side. Going into foul territory is Hernandez, calling everyone off and making the catch one step before the ball went foul, retiring Brito for the first time to end the inning. Otto Kemp leads off the frame with a single, but stays at second base on his swipe. Threshers held scoreless for the third straight inning, strand one on one hit, and at the end of six, the Threshers maintain a 9-4 lead.
Kids for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
A new pitcher on the mound for Clearwater after two solid innings by Yoniel Ramirez. It's Edouard Segovia coming in with a 2-1 record and a 3.12 ERA. A tough outing in Tampa his last time out. Had an inning and a third of solid baseball before the ninth inning, where he allowed a double, a sac fly, and a go-ahead walk-off home run. But now Segovia gets the first pitch outside to Jett Williams for ball one here in the seventh. He's got a five-run cushion, though, as now he hits Williams in the side. And he is hopping in a little bit of pain. Four straight innings with a hit-by-pitch from the Threshers. And now the St. Lucie athletic trainer is back out. Anthony Olivieri is going to take a look at Jett Williams. And he is currently standing up but bent over as he really felt that one in his side. We'll see if he can stay in the game. It's 9-4 Threshers in the top of the seventh inning. With the trainer and manager looking at Jett. Might have got him in the arm as Olivieri is holding on to the left arm at the elbow of Jett Williams. Unclear as if he is going to stay in this game. So we'll take a look at Yoniel Ramirez's stat line, who, other than the two hit-by-pitches, was just about perfect. He faced seven batters and struck out five of them in two innings and is currently in line for the victory as the injury delay persists, with Jett Williams still engaged in deep discussions with Anthony Olivieri and Gilbert Gomez. While the injury timeout continues, we'll take a look around the Phillies system. One game final today, Jersey Shore getting their second straight win to open up their home stand against the Brooklyn Cyclones. This one on a walk-off win. Rickson Wingrove reached on an error, and Hao Yu Lee scored the game-winning run. 3-2 as Jersey Shore improves to 500 for the first time since they were in Brooklyn to open up the season. So Jett Williams is going to receive an ovation as he walks over to first base after being hit by a pitch to lead off the seventh. 9-4 the score. Threshers still lead with Kevin Villavicencio coming up to the plate. Nobody out and one on here in the seventh inning. Top of the sixth in Jacksonville, Lehigh Valley lead the Jumbo Shrimp 1-0. And Altoona leads Reading in the bottom of the sixth, 4-3, after a big early morning win for the Fighting Phils yesterday. Segovia has yet to throw a strike as it's now 1-0 to Villavicencio. Third pitch thrown by Segovia as Williams take a short lead on first. Now a 1-0. Slider again outside, 2-0. Segovia has gotten in the game consistently. 2-1 in now 8 2/3 innings pitched. 3.12 ERA with 9 walks and 15 strikeouts. 3 hits allowed, though, thus far this season. It's a 3-0 now as the fastball misses outside to Villavicencio. Segovia, set from the stretch, lowers the ball from his chest to his stomach and deals. 3-0 pitch, called strike. That's the first strike of the game for Edouard Segovia. And Villavicencio will get back to the right-handed box. Four-pitch mix for the Venezuelan right-hander. Four-seamer, two-seamer, sinker, changeup, and a slider. A lot of the four-seamer thus far as he tries to get his bearings on the mound. 3-1. Getting out of the glove of Ricketts. It's a called strike, but the pass ball will send Jett Williams into scoring position. And he looks a bit hobbled running on that leg that just got hit. Clearly seems to be in pain, but he is on second base with nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. It's a 3-2 count now to Villavicencio. Segovia looks at second and fires home. Fastball outside, and the first two will have reached base now for St. Lucie. So Villavicencio walks for the second time today. And there's two on and nobody out for Junior Tillian. Tillian is 0 for 3 with two flyouts and a ground out. Aggressive swing, but right through a 94-mile-an-hour heater to make it an 0-1 count. Williams takes a short lead off second, shuffling towards third. The 0-1 cut on a missed again by Tillian. The slider makes it 0-2. Williams on second. On first base is Villavicencio. Nobody out here in the top seventh, but an 0-2 misses to Tillian, and now the count's 1-2. Segovia looks over at second, 1-2. Cut on and miss, strike three. Foul tip into Ricketts' glove, and there's the first strikeout of the ballgame for Edouard Segovia. He leads all Threshers relievers with 16 punch-outs. And now there's one out here in the seventh. So Tillian will head back to the dugout, and Jacob Reimer will come up. He's been hit in each of his past two at-bats. Scored a run in the fourth and walked in the first. So no official at-bat yet for Jacob Reimer, but he's reached base all three times he's come to the plate. In position to do some damage here, as the first pitch to Reimer just misses low and away for ball one. Segovia commonly starts off at-bats with the heater. And now Segovia set up, looks over at second base, five on the pitch clock, and he deals. This is popped up down the first base side in foul territory, but still parallel with the infield dirt. Backing up a couple steps is Castillo to make the one-handed squeeze for out number two. So after a rough start to the inning, with a hit-by-pitch and a five-pitch walk through the first six pitches of the game, Segovia has now retired the last two in order, including a strikeout of Junior Tillian. That'll bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos, who's 1-for-2 with a walk, struck out his last time up to end the fifth. One of five strikeouts from Yoniel Ramirez. First pitch to De Los Santos misses outside, and it's now 1-0. 185 hitter, but a lot of power in De Los Santos' bat. Two homers and 10 RBIs through the first three series of the year. Segovia looks over at second, now the 1-0. Inside on the heater, 2-0. De Los Santos made his arms look a lot smaller, brought them right into his chest to try and avoid getting pegged by that 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Two on and two outs, a 2-0 count to De Los Santos. Five-run lead for the Threshers. Segovia deals. De Los Santos moves. The appeal over to Green in the field says no, as it counts 3-0. Close to a check swing, but it is ball three to De Los Santos. Segovia in danger of loading the bases here, and he's a guy they want to go for multiple innings tonight, but he's had trouble finding the zone, and he does so again there. Walk number two of the inning to load up the bases with two outs. A four-pitch walk to De Los Santos to bring up Yoel Martinez. Martinez is 0-for-2, came on for Salazar as a pinch hitter in the fourth. And he comes up with the bases loaded and two outs. Williams was hit by a pitch. He's at third. Villavicencio and De Los Santos each walked. They're at second and first. First pitch to Martinez, cut on and missed, and there is strike one. He attacked all three pitches Ramirez threw at him in the sixth inning and swung and missed at all three for his first strikeout of the game. Now the 0-1. Segovia fouls it back into the netting, and it's 0-2. Sorry, it was Martinez who fouled the pitch off Segovia back into the netting. Still an 0-2 count, though. Me not saying the correct name has nothing to do with it. Tapped over to the first base side, bouncing over the bag into the glove of Chad Castillo, who tags the bag and then a run straight to the dugout as the inning is over for the Threshers. So the Mets put three runs on board, don't get a hit, no errors in the inning, and they leave them loaded. Let's stretch it out here in the seventh inning. Threshers lead by 5, 9-4 the score, heading into the bottom seven.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out 7 or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that 7th strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Threshers have a 9-4 lead. They've been in control for almost the entire way. And the top of the order leads off the seventh, Brian Rincon against Yoelmy Ramirez. And the first pitch of the seventh is going to miss for ball one. Rincon, 1-for-4, a single and a run scored in the second inning. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball outside in the count 2-0. Yoelmy Ramirez out for his third inning of work. But it's not Ramirez and Ramirez on the pitcher's mound anymore, as Eduardo Segovia was on for Clearwater last inning. Rincon holds up his swing, appeal over to first base for sure, says that I'm wrong. It's 2-1. Threshers lead by 5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ramirez, the pitch. Rincon fouls this back into the netting, and the count's now even at 2-2. It's Rincon, Crawford, and Ricketts. A combined 5 hits between that trio, 3 of them coming off the bat of Caleb Ricketts, all 5 of them singles. 2-2. Fastball upstairs, 3-2. Rincon's been steadily increasing his batting average and on-base percentage. After going 0-for-8 in the first series in Bradenton, has been just scratching across hits, including a home run. Payoff pitch, called strike 3. Fastball on the inside corner sets Rincon down in strikes for the third time today. And Yoelmy Ramirez has 3 strikeouts of his own. That'll bring up Justin Crawford, the number 1 overall pick by the Phillies, 17th overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft, as Crawford barely gets a piece of it and tips it off the catcher Perozzo to make it 0-1. Crawford extended his hit streak to 6 straight games with a 2 RBI single in the third, but he's 1-for-2 as he walked in each of his first 2 at-bats, including a run scored and a stolen base in the first. The 0-1 pitch misses inside to Crawford, and the count's now 1-1. Crawford has been climbing up the average charts himself lately. His average up to 319, now a 2-1 count, which puts him at 7th in front of Nelson Medina of the Tampa Tarpons. This one is fouled above the netting. It's going to hit off the press box roof and into a fan's hand bouncing off the net. Great plays in the stands made by some of these Threshers fans. Might get a gold glove for... Fans might get a gold glove if that was a thing, which I think it should be. See a lot of creative catches of foul balls as Crawford is jammed. He loses his helmet as he fouls that back into Thresher's dugout to stay alive here in the seventh inning. So the count stays 2-2 to Crawford. The Threshers lead it 9-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Crawford holds up the swing, but the pitch misses outside as the count goes full. Threshers, a season-high 14 hits, and they have held St. Lucie to just three, but the Mets have plated four runs. Payoff pitch, fouled back into the netting, and Crawford with another great defensive at-bat. For the second time this game, he's fouled off two pitches with two strikes. The other time he did that was in the second inning when he walked. Now the payoff again, fouled away again by Justin Crawford. And these are the kind of at-bats that make these scouts so excited about what he could bring to the table in the major leagues one day. Great defensive at-bats. Payoff pitch, cut on and missed, and it's Yoelmé Ramírez who gets the better of the interaction with Justin Crawford. Pitch count, though, ballooned up to 45 with a 9-pitch strikeout to Justin Crawford, and there's now two away for Caleb Ricketts, who has two RBIs, and he extended his hit streak to five straight games. 3-for-4 as he cuts on and misses to make it 0-1. He's gone 3-for-4 twice this season, went 4-for-5 last week in Tampa to tie a career high, and this one has popped up into shallow left field, staying in on the infield dirt and into the glove of Jacob Reimer at third base. Four out number three. So the Threshers fail to put a runner aboard for the first time. 1-2-3 go Clearwater, but they still lead it 9-4 as we head into the eighth here at BayCare Ballpark. You're listening to Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Threshers Broadcast Network.
Visítenos en la página web threshersbaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit threshersbaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
On June 2nd, the Threshers will host the 18th annual Pitch for Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and Fundraising event at BayCare Ballpark. Have some baseball for a good cause with a pregame survivor's walk, specialty jersey auction, and so much more. Visit our website for ways to support the Morton Plant Mies Healthcare Foundation and learn more about this great event on threshersbaseball.com.
Edwar Segovia back out for the eighth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. A 9-4 lead for the Threshers after a hit by pitch and a couple of walks in the first. Perozzo lines this one into right field down the line, and that's going to go for extra bases. Perozzo instead will turn back to first as Cade Fergus picks it up a step in front of the warning track and throws a bullet into Eric Brito, the cutoff man. So Perozzo was essentially robbed of an extra base hit by a really good fielding play and a good route run to the baseball by Cade Fergus in right. So a leadoff single in the eighth inning gives a leadoff hitter to the Mets on base for the third time this game. Dairon Campo swings and misses at a fastball on the outside corner. 0-1. He was hit by a pitch and stole a base in the sixth, but is 0-2 on the night. Perozzo, the catcher, not a threat to steal, takes a short lead at first as the slider misses wide to Campos to make it 1-1. Campos, 192 hitter on the year, 3 RBIs on the season, no home runs just yet, has Perozzo on first in a 5-run ballgame. Segovia deals, Campos lets the slider go, and it's outside to make the count 2-1. Threshers, 4 runs allowed on 4 hits. 9 runs scored on 14 hits. And St. Lucie with 4 errors already in this series. The pitch fouled away. And the count is now 2-2. Stepping out of the box is Campos, and it's... Are they going to give him that timeout? I think they are, because it's only 2-2 now. So a 2-2 count to Campos, as he was granted a late timeout call. 2-2 pitch, fouled away. Nine for the lead for the Threshers. Top of the eighth inning. No outs and a runner on first base. That's Vincent Perozzo. It's a 2-2 count to Campos as Segovia set at the stomach. 8 on the pitch clock. The pitch inside, just missing for ball 3. Really close pitch. A breaking ball on the inner corner. But just a bit too wide of home plate. It's a payoff pitch, so Campos likely to go, or Perozzo likely to head to second. The payoff, hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Two pitches fouled off with 2 strikes by Campos, the Mets left fielder on the day. Four hits, just one going for extra bases for St. Lucie. That was Adrian Hernandez's triple. Back in the fourth inning. So back in the box is Campos. It's a full count. Perozzo stayed put on the last payoff pitch. We'll see if he does here. Segovia peering at first out of the corner of his eye and sends it home. Payoff fouled away. Knocks off with a chest protector of Caleb Ricketts. And we will do it again. The count's still 3-2. Nine pitches now on the at-bat with number 9 about to come from Segovia. Payoff again, just missing inside. And Campos claps his hands as he tosses the back to the dugout with the walk. So Perozzo moves to second, and Campos will head to first for the second time. A walk and a hit-by-pitch in his last 2 at-bats, and now 2's on for Adrian Hernandez. He got 2 of his 3 RBIs in the fourth on a triple to center. Nobody out as Segovia deals. Fastball misses upstairs. Count 1-0. Surprisingly, everyone is seated in the Threshers bullpen except for either Adonai Mejia or Jordan Disson. I would guess it's Mejia doing the bullpen catching as he's on the development list right now. 1-1 the count. To Hernandez. 2 on and nobody out. 5-run lead for the Threshers here in the eighth. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count's 1-2. Short leads off each bag. Perozzo on second. And the pitch way outside, gloved by Ricketts to keep each runners on their bases. Campos on first, Perozzo on second, and a 2-2 count after the 95-mile-an-hour heater misses wide to Adrian Hernandez. Segovia looks over at second, 5 on the clock, 2-2. This one is hit in the air out to right center field. Sprinting toward it is Fergus, but he's going to make the catch. And it's all, oh no, Perozzo's going to tag over to third. The throw's held up by Brito. Thought for a second that it was too late for him to tag, but that ball hit deep enough that Perozzo able to advance to third easily after the first down. So runners on the corners, and the lineup card will reset, and it looks like we have a pinch hitter, I think. Jet Williams was announced. Does not look like him at the plate, but I could be seeing things, and I don't think I am. So, Jet Williams is out of the game. A straight swap after he was hobbled after being hit by the pitch. So, it's Blaine McIntosh who comes in as the pinch hitter here in the eighth inning. So, first pitch to McIntosh, misses for a ball. Williams' day is done, as he was 0-for-3, hit by a pitch in the seventh inning, which is why he did not return in this inning. McIntosh, now the lefty at the plate, cut on and missed underneath a 95-mile-an-hour heater, which Segovia has been hitting with increased regularity, and it's now 1-1. The pitch, cut on and missed, and the count now 1-2. So the Mets hoping not to have an injury to what would be a second straight first-round pick, as the 2021 first-rounder Pete Crow Armstrong missed all of the 2021 season in the Mets minor leagues as McIntosh fouls this towards the Threshers' dugout. Crow Armstrong never suited up for the Mets. He was taken by the Mets in the 2021 draft, or the 2020 draft, actually, but was traded in the Javier Baez deal back in 2021, is now starring for the Tennessee Smokies in AA. 1-2 misses outside, count is 2-2. And Crow Armstrong won a championship with the South Bend Cubs in last year's Midwest League in High A. And Javi Baez, of course, now with the Detroit Tigers. 2-2. Hit the other way into left field, chasing after it's Rincones Jr., sliding and crashing into the wall, but he bounces back up quickly. It's a foul ball, and Rincon out there to make sure Rincones is all right, but he chases after the baseball, which has rolled into the corner after the bounce, and gives it to a fan. So the trainers will stay in the dugout for the Threshers as Rincones Jr. slid right into the padded wall, jutting out in left field. It is a 2-2 count still to McIntosh. Segovia has runners on the corners. And now a 2-2 to the lefty. Swing and a miss, strike three. Edouard Segovia pumps the gas and sends a heater upstairs that McIntosh cannot touch. His second K of the day, and there's two gone here in the eighth inning. But a regular lineup will return. Two pinch hitters, potentially due to injury after Eduardo Salazar was taken out in the first inning. And then Jet Williams was just pinch hit for, though McIntosh struck out doing it. Now Villavicencio up at the plate as the breaking ball misses away, count 1-0. Runners on first and third, two outs. Peroso on third base, Campos on first. Threshers lead at 9-4 with two outs here in the top of the eighth. Segovia deals, swing and a miss. Way out in front of that slider was Villavicencio looking for the hard stuff, and it's 1-1. Villavicencio has walked twice, stole a base and scored in the first, and is 0-for-2 with a strikeout. 1-1. As Segovia, 3 on the clock, deals, slider outside, 2-1. There is now some action going for the Threshers. Don't see him pitching anymore, but it was a righty warming up for Clearwater. Expected to have a new pitcher for the ninth, as Segovia will have gone two innings if he finishes this, and Ricketts with a nice diving play behind home plate. 3-1 count as the fastball almost reached the backstop. Possibly would have scored a run. So the count 3-1. One base is open with runners on the corners and two outs. But Segovia looking to end the inning here, trying to exit without throwing 50 pitches. He is at 47, now 48. Fouled away, and it'll be a full count to Villavicencio. Campos has good speed at first, so he's likely to head to second base. On the pitch, it's a full count to Kevin Villavicencio. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Campos edges toward second. Off he goes. The pitch fouled away, so Campos will have to head back to first base. Perozzo will stay anchored at third. Obviously not going to try and run home. And now, it's the payoff pitch again. Segovia in his set. Payoff again. Campos goes, and it's fouled away once again by Villavicencio. And Edouard Segovia has reached 50 pitches. 50 pitches on the game, 27 for strikes for the right-hander out of Cabimas, Venezuela. Campos gets his batting gloves wrapped up around his wrists. He's off to second. Here's the payoff. It's looped into right field. Fergus going back. Now he's backpedaling. A step in front of the track. He makes the one-handed catch for out number three. So two get on for St. Lucie, but none of them come home as the Threshers put up a zero on the scoreboard for the fourth straight inning, though they do allow one hit and strand two on the base pass. Bottom of the eighth coming up as the Threshers look for some extra insurance. They lead at 9-4 over St. Lucie here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Calling all Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 6th, first Star Wars night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kelly's Catering will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. Come down to Bay Care Ballpark on Friday, May 5th for an experience like no other. After your Clearwater Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, stick around for a fantastic fireworks display presented by Banquet Masters. Then make sure to rock out with us as Truly Hard Seltzer presents a post-game concert by the Black Honkies Band. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets now.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Threshers lead it 9-4. The score has stayed the same since St. Lucie put up three runs in the top of the fourth inning. Rincones Jr. cuts on and misses at a fastball at 92 miles an hour from Joel May Ramirez. Next pitch in there for a called strike, a fastball on the outside part of the plate to make it 0-2. Ramirez is now in his fourth inning of work, as St. Lucie getting a lot of length out of these relievers, but he has just now eclipsed the pitch mark of Edouard Segovia. He's been very efficient. A 1-2 count now to Rincones. Now the pitch fouled away, landing above me in the press box. Count still 1-2. 51 pitches now for Joel May Ramirez, 34 for strikes. 1-2, popped up again, foul again, and this is going to land on the roof of the press box. Waiting for the doink, and I think I just heard it. So it's still 1-2. As Rincones Jr. is looking for his second hit of the day, he's 1-4. The pitch. Breaking his bat is Rincones Jr., but it heads into the gap in right center field, and Rincones is going to head for second base. He loses the helmet, but stands up at second with a leadoff double. And just imagine how far that would have gone if Rincones' bat didn't split in half after that play. The second broken bat base hit of the ball game, as Rincones Jr. has double number 5 on the season. So the leadoff man is on for the Threshers for the first time since the 6th. And Chad Castillo, who had a double of his own earlier on in the first, will come up to the plate. A double and a walk and an RBI for Castillo in a 1-for-3 day. First pitch to Castillo, cut on and missed. Fastball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Castillo, 4 RBIs on the season, one of those coming after he drove in Rincones Jr. back in the first. Ramirez, the 0-1. Fastball, high and tight, and the count 1-1. Castillo had a brief stint on the injured list after succumbing to an injury during the Threshers' home opener against Fort Myers. 1-1. Swing and a miss again. Another fastball from Ramirez. That's all Castillo's seen thus far this at-bat, and he's behind in the count 1-2. Looking for his first multi-hit game of the season is Castillo. Ramirez, the 1-2. High and inside, 4 straight fastballs, but it's a 2-2 count to Chad Castillo. A home run and now 4 RBIs on the season after he drove in his fourth of the year in the first. And now Gilbert Gomez is going to come out and check up on his pitcher. So is the trainer, who's had a busy night, unfortunately. Anthony Oliveri is out with Gilbert Gomez to come and check on Ramirez. And I don't think he called for the trainer, because if he did, I doubt he would have stayed out there. But Joilme Ramirez will stay on the pitcher's mound as some debris picked up in front of the mound off by Jacob Reimer. So Ramirez will stay out on the mound, looking to finish the at-bat. It's 2-2 to Chad Castillo. Here's the pitch. This one is hammered deep into left field. Going back is Campos, a couple steps in front of the track, and he makes the catch. Rincones Jr. dummies the tag, and he'll head back to second base. And Castillo is retired for the first out in the inning. Chad going the opposite way, but it's unable to fall there, as now Otto Kemp will come up to the plate. 3-hit day for Kemp, a season high for him. First time he's had a multi-hit game in 2023. As he awaits the first pitch, he laces this one into the gap in left center field. Campos won't be able to get there, neither will De Los Santos. It's De Los Santos who picks it up. Rincones Jr. slides, crashing into the catcher, and he is in there safely. And the catcher, Perozzo, is down as Rincones Jr. collided. He looks like he got a cleat to the leg as he has a slight limp going into the dugout. No help needed for either player, as it does not appear to be any injury, but the Threshers have cracked double digits for the third time this year. So it's an RBI for Otto Kemp, who had no RBIs going into the series, and now has his first 4-hit game of his career and his third RBI of the season. Rincones Jr. scored for the second time today. The Threshers lead it 10-4. One out for Jordan Viers, who fouls this one back over the netting on the left field side of home plate, and it's 0-1. 3 RBIs on the year now for Kemp. That's one behind Viers, who is 1-for-4 today with a double. Ramirez, the 0-1. Viers lets the fastball go inside, and the count's 0-2, as it was a called strike. Viers, 2 singles last night and a double tonight. Kemp taking a short lead off of first. He advanced to second on the throw home. De Los Santos was not far off from getting a heck of a throw to get out Rincones at home. Still showing off quite an arm out in center field. 0-2 to Viers. Breaking ball. It's going to miss low and away. Count 1-2. Viers with a hit in each of his last 3 games. A home run on Saturday. And a double today. 2 singles yesterday. 1-2 the pitch. Fouled back into the netting. We'll do it again. Kemp has good speed. 1 stolen base on 2 strides, but is unlikely to steal third, especially when the Threshers are up by this much. 16 hits in the game for Clearwater and 10 runs. The 16 hits sets a season high. 1-2 to Vyers. This one is hit high in the air out to shallow right field. Down the line into foul territory goes Martinez. He cedes it to the second baseman, and Kemp's going to take off for third. Kemp slides in feet first and safely. Two outs in the inning after the fly out to Junior Tillian. Puts the second out on the board, and that will bring up Cade Fergus. He is 1-for-3 with a home run, but walked and scored in the third inning as well. So two runs scored and the first home run on the year for Fergus. He has three RBIs, is looking for a fourth with Otto Kemp over at third base. A single makes it 11-4 Threshers. Already a touchdown and a field goal in this one, as Fergus grounds this one foul down the third base line as it ricochets off the railing in the Clearwater dugout. 10 runs on 16 hits for the Threshers. O-1 to Fergus with two outs here in the eighth. The pitch. Foul tipped, and that's going to bounce behind home plate to make it 0-2. Threshers with a run home in this inning. Three runs in the first, four in the second, two in the third, and now one in the bottom of the eighth. Two outs and an 0-2 count with Kemp on third base. Ramirez deals. Fergus fouls this away. It's going to bang off the suite's roof and down into the stand next to the concourse behind home plate. Count will stay 0-2. Ramirez is approaching 70 pitches. That foul ball was 67 with 47 in for strikes. Here's the 0-2. This one hit back up the middle, past the glove of Tillian and into center for a base hit. Kemp walks home and Cade Fergus has his first multi-RBI game of the season. The Threshers lead it 11-4, and the runs just keep piling on. The Threshers set their season high in runs scored on Sunday, beating the Tarpons by a margin of 12-3. And now are a one away from tying that margin with an 11-4 lead here with two outs for Eric Brito. Brito hammers this one deep into left field, but it's going to settle in front of the warning track and a couple steps in for Campos. He'll make the one-handed grab for the final out. But the Threshers tack on a couple extra insurance runs. They score three hits. And leave one man stranded. 11-4 as we head into the ninth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. The Threshers looking to close this one out.
Become a member of our Silver Shares Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Pitcher number four in for the Threshers, and it's the first left-hander of the ballgame. Wesley Moore coming in to make his sixth appearance. He has two saves in his previous five. This, though, not a save situation as the Threshers lead it by 7 runs here in the ninth inning. Did I get that right? I did. I question my math constantly. But it's okay, as Wesley Moore is in for Clearwater. Edward Segovia will finish the night with three walks and a hit. No runs allowed, though, and two strikeouts in two innings of work. So Moore will face 3, 4, and 5 for St. Lucie, Junior Tillian, Jacob Reimer, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Threshers have a season-high 17 hits and a second-best mark on the year with 11 runs. First pitch to Tillian misses upstairs, and it's 1-0. Tillian, 0 for 4 with a strikeout in his last at-bat. Two flyouts to right and a ground out to short. Tillian lets the breaking ball go, and it's 2-0. Moore signed as an undrafted free agent last year, making his professional debut this season, and has had a solid start, still yet to allow an earned run, as it's now 2-1 to Tillian. I just saw the ball dropping out of Ricketts' glove, and I went on autopilot there. 2-1 now, Moore deals. Swing and a miss, fastball upstairs to even the count at 2-2. Moore, a four-seamer change and a curve that kind of looks like a slurve from his perspective in his sixth appearance of the season. The pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. An ugly swing from Junior Tillian, and Wesley Moore has strikeout number 10 in his debut season. Tillian struck out in each of his last two at-bats, and now there's one out here in the ninth inning. Jacob Reimer coming up to the plate, who's reached base in all but one appearance, but is 0 for 1. He was plunked twice and walked in the first inning. So Moore deals. Reimer lets the fastball go high and tight, and it's 1-0. He allowed an unearned run in his last appearance on Sunday, and that broke his scoreless streak at 5 innings. But no earned runs in the first 6 innings of his career. Now 6 1/3 as he makes it a 1-1 count to Reimer with a breaking ball in the outside corner. There was that curveball. Quite a bit of movement on that thing. 1-1 pitch, the fastball, and it's grounded past the diving glove of Otto Kemp into left field. And that is a one-out base hit for Jacob Reimer. He's reached base 4 times, and that's his first hit in the ninth. The 5th of the ball game for St. Lucie. And they've got a single each of the last 2 innings. Only one of those hits has gone for extra bases. That was Hernandez's home run. And there's one out, a man on first, and a lefty-lefty matchup for Wesley Moore and Jeffrey De Los Santos. First pitch, a fastball upstairs to make the count 1-0. De Los Santos has reached on 3 of 4 at-bats. He's 1 for 2 with a strikeout and 2 walks. 1-0 now to De Los Santos. Moore deals. Fastball in there on the outside part of the plate to make it 1-1. Moore signed out of Kansas State University as an amateur free agent in November of 2022. 1-1. High and tight, and it blows De Los Santos back from the plate. A little bit too tight, and the count's 2-1. Mainly been a late reliever for the Threshers in the early going. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, just missing upstairs, and it's 3-1. Just 2 walks in his first 6 1/3 innings, but now he's a ball away from making it a third. A healthy strikeout-to-walk ratio, though, as he has 9 punchouts. 3-1. High and inside again, and De Los Santos is backed off the plate, but he'll take off the guards, lay the bat on the ground next to the dugout, and the Mets have 2 on here in the ninth inning. A comfortable lead for Clearwater, though. They lead it by a score of 11-4, 17 hits to St. Lucie's 5. And Caleb Ricketts now out to have a chat with Wesley Moore. It'll be broken up quickly by Isabella Rabb, or Rob, excuse me, Zeral Martinez is up at the plate 0 for 3 on the day. So 2 on. It is Reimer on second and De Los Santos on first. And one out here in the ninth inning for Yurel Martinez. Moore looks at second and the pitch. Inside, it gets past Ricketts. It'll be a wild pitch by Wesley Moore as each runner's advance up one base. Reimer to third. De Los Santos to second. And it's a 1-0 count to Yoel Martinez. Martinez, yet to record a hit this season, does have an RBI on a sacrifice. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth and ended up scoring a run. 1-0. Fouled away, and it's going to be grounded directly into the St. Lucie dugout. And now the count is even at 1-1. Martinez came on after Eduardo Salazar had a pitch that kind of hit off his hand and his bat. Just an uncomfortable experience, I guess. Not really sure the right way to say it, but point is it hurts. And Yoel Martinez came on shortly after that. He did finish the at-bat, though. Did Salazar. And now Martinez lets a breaking ball go outside to count 2-1. Perozzo on deck. He's got two singles, so the double play not in order, but Moore certainly wanting to get himself an out here with a 2-1 count to Yoel Martinez. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up and in. First base is open in a 3-1 count as Moore in danger of his second straight walk. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count is full to Yoel Martinez with some encouragement coming from the Threshers dugout and Threshers fans. Full count, the runners will stay put as they're on second and third. 7-run lead for Clearwater, 1 out in the ninth. Moore deals. Payoff pitch just misses outside. Yoel Martinez is on base safely for the first time with a 1-out walk. So the bases are now loaded for the Mets. And Matt Hockenberry is going to come out and chat with his lefty, Wesley Moore. Martinez on first, De Los Santos on second, Reimer on third, and Vincent Perozza at the plate. 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored already. Hockenberry out to have a chat with Moore, a guy who played for the Threshers for two seasons in the mid-2010s. And instantly, pretty shortly after he was cut by the Phillies, after the 2015 season, he was asked to join their coaching staff. And he has been in the Phillies organization, primarily in Florida, ever since. So a guy who knows the situation that Moore is in. And it's a tough one right now. A big lead for the Threshers, 11-4 the score, but the base is loaded with 1 out for Vincent Perozzo. First pitch to Perozzo, swing and a miss, way underneath that fastball. He had no clue where that ball was going, and Perozzo is going to blame it on the bat as he is going to get some pine tar and increase his grip on his bat. Two-tone bat, a gray barrel and a tan handle, kind of a reddish tan. With the white batting gloves, grasping the bat, lifting it up over his back shoulder. And now the 0-1. Foul tipped and off of his own leg. And Perozzo is going to take a little longer route back to the plate. Could just walk off the foul off his leg. So Hockenberry's mound visit resulted in two straight strikes from Wesley Moore. 0-2 now on Perozzo with 1 out and the bases loaded. Threshers leading by 7. Second largest margin of victory if they can close this out. The 0-2. Foul down the first base line and still going to be 0-2. Second time in 3 games the Threshers have breached double digits. They won 12-3 in the series clincher against Tampa on Sunday, including a 7-run second inning in that contest. And now they have an 11-4 lead. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Upstairs fastball, and Perozzo could not catch up. Second strikeout of the game for Wesley Moore, overall 13th by the Threshers pitching. Two away here in the ninth inning, and Tyrone Campos is the last chance for St. Lucie. He has reached in each of his last two at-bats, a hit-by-pitch and a walk, but is 0-for-2 on the night with a stolen base. Base is still loaded, and Campos swings it back into the netting on the foul ball, and the count's 0-1. Martinez on first, De Los Santos on second, and on third base is Jacob Reimer, as now Campos down to his last strike. The game approaching 3 hours would be the third 3-hour game of the season for the Threshers, if it should go another 5-plus minutes, and Campos extended the game a little bit with a timeout. He's down 0-2 at the plate. Two outs, bases loaded. Moore, the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Wesley Moore struck out the final two batters on 7 straight strikes, and the Clearwater Threshers breach double digits for the second time this year and win it by an 11-4 score. The St. Lucie Mets put up a run in the first inning, but after that, it was all Threshers in one of the most dominant wins they've had in this young season. They take the first two of the series for the third straight time, and Clearwater improves to 11-6 on the season as Wesley Moore retires the side on strikes and clutches up with the bases loaded. The Threshers win it 11-4, and let's take you through how it happens on the post-game show. Welcome in. I'm still Josh Sperber. The Threshers have won their third straight game, their second win streak of three or more on the season. 11-4 against St. Lucie, and let's take you through how it happened. The Mets plated a run in the first inning on a wild pitch to take it 1-0, but they didn't hold the lead for long. Bottom of the first inning, Brian Rincon flied out to lead off the frame, and then the next four Threshers reached base. Justin Crawford walked and stole second and tied it up on a Caleb Ricketts RBI single. Gabriel Rincones Jr. then singled, and a ball was misplayed off the right field wall by right fielder Adrian Hernandez, allowing Rincones to advance to second and Caleb Ricketts to score to give the Threshers the lead for the rest of the ballgame. Then Chad Castillo hit a double there was no doubt about, right down the right field line to plate Rincones and give the Threshers a 3-1 lead after the first inning. St. Lucie was held scoreless in the second, and the Threshers kept piling it on, picking it up right where they left off with Caleb Ricketts sending his first home run of the season over the left field wall, bouncing into the Clearwater Threshers bullpen. That made it 4-1, and the on-base parade continued. The next four reached base for Clearwater after Eric Brito and Brian Rincon each singled, moving Brito to third base on Rincon's base knock. While Crawford was at the plate, in an errant pickoff attempt by Jordani Ventura, Eric Brito scored and Rincon moved to second base to give the Threshers a 5-1 lead. Crawford walked and Caleb Ricketts did what he's been doing over his last five games on the hit streak with an RBI single for the second straight at bat to give the Threshers a 6-1 lead, plating Rincon on the play. Then on a pass ball, Ricketts ended up scoring. He had advanced to third on a ground out by Rincones Jr., and then a bases-loaded walk to Chad Castillo, who moved to second on the pass ball, or did not move to second on the pass ball, but Otto Kemp got his first hit of the game, but Jordan Viers struck out to end the second inning. Threshers led it 6-1. In the third inning, it did not stop. First two got on base with a walk by Fergus and a single from Eric Brito, and then Justin Crawford got his first hit of the game, plating both of them on an RBI single to give the Threshers a 9-1 lead. three more runs came across for St. Lucie in the fourth inning on a Perozzo single and Adrian Hernandez triple. And then it stayed at 9-4 until the eighth inning, where Otto Kemp reached on his fourth single of the ball game and drove in Gabriel Rincones Jr., who led off the inning with a double. Cade Fergus drove in Kemp for the second time this season on an RBI single in the eighth, and the Threshers held serve at 11-4 with Wesley Moore striking out three in the ninth after loading the bases to secure the Threshers' 11-4 victory. Second largest margin of victory on the season. Yoniel Ramirez gets his first win as a member of the Phillies organization, and the loss goes to Jordani Ventura, who allowed 7 runs on 8 hits in an inning and 2/3. Ramirez hit 2 batters, but struck out 5 of the 7 that he faced. A truly great game by Yoniel Ramirez to get his first win of the season. Scoreless innings were had by Eduardo Segovia, who tossed 2 innings and struck out 2 with 3 walks and a hit. Wesley Moore walked 2, but struck out 3 and allowed 1 hit in the ninth inning. No save because the Threshers were up by 7, but a good late inning performance by Wesley Moore, who has been a mainstay in the back end of that Threshers bullpen. We'll give you a little run around the scoreboards, go to the minor leagues, then hit the major leagues, and then send you home on a third straight Threshers win. Two games still in progress in the Phillies system as Altoona has opened it up on the Fightin' Phils. Redding trails 9-3 at home against the Pirates affiliate Curve, who are primed to go to 500 if they hold serve in the bottom of the eighth inning. Redding just plated a run. It's 9-4 now, and Carlos De La Cruz is up with runners on second and third. Jacksonville is trailing to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, who look to make it to 500. They lead 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Then in Jersey Shore, a walk-off win for their sixth straight victory. 3-2 was the final score. How You Lee got the winning run for the Blue Claws as they improved to 500 for the first time since Game 2 of the 2023 season. And, of course, the Threshers with the 11-4 win over the St. Lucie Mets. Let's move it around the Florida State League as the Threshers now are in first place in the West Division. Dunedin took a victory over Bradenton 2-1 as the Marauders fall to 11-6, and the Threshers take the lead in the West Division because they own the tiebreaker after beating the Marauders 2-1 in the opening series of the season. Jupiter takes down Tampa 5-2, the final score in Jupiter. Daytona took the win over Fort Myers at home 7-5, and Palm Beach are the winners over Lakeland despite the Flying Tigers, the next home opponent of the Threshers, out hitting the Cardinals 8-7. Palm Beach, though, just capitalizing on their chances more than Lakeland with a 4-1 victory in the home of the Flying Tigers. Now we'll go to the MLB, where the Phillies have come all the way back. And now Jose Alvarado is looking to close out the save with Justin Crawford's cousin JP at the bat, and the Phillies in the lead 6-5 over last year's wild card darlings, the Seattle Mariners. Top of the ninth inning there with 2 outs, and the Phillies are close to a victory with Jose Alvarado on the mound. Nationals leading the Mets at Citi Field 3-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Braves have come back and overtook the Marlins. They're up 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning with Vaughn Grissom up and runners at the corners at Truist Field. Cubs lead the Padres 3-2 at Wrigley Field. They have been surprising, and it's Brendan Hughes pitching to Trent Grisham with a tying run on first in the top of the seventh at the friendly confines. A's and Angels are about to get started in Anaheim as LA brings up Patrick Sandoval, their ace, their big left-handed starter, looking to bring the Angels above 500. Cardinals and Giants about to get started with Desclafani going up against Steven Matz of St. Louis, both teams under 500 at the early goings of this season. The Reds take down the Rangers 5-3 in Cincinnati. The Red Sox fall to the Orioles 6-2 to get back down to 500. Orioles, a surprising second-place team in the AL East with one of the best young cores in baseball right now. Blue Jays blank the White Sox 8-0 in Toronto with Yusei Kikuchi getting his fourth win of the season. Rockies fall to the Guardians 4-1 in Cleveland. And the Yankees beat the Twins after suffering their first series loss of the season and the first series loss to Minnesota since 2001. 12-6, the final score in Minnesota in the final game of that series. Brewers take down the Tigers 6-2 in Milwaukee. The Diamondbacks move to 2 games over .500 with a 2-0 win over the Kansas City Royals. And the Pirates, who are among one of the best records in baseball right now, an 8-1 victory over the L.A. Dodgers at PNC Park, 12 hits to the Dodgers, 4. And the Astros blank the Rays 1-0, first time that Tampa has been shut out this season. They're 20-5 on the year, managing just 2 hits against the defending champs at the Trop. Astros win it 1-0. So, that will do it for our broadcast tonight. The Threshers look to equal their season-long win streak of 4 straight. If they win tomorrow night, it is Taps and Tacos night, along with Silver Sharks night at BayCare Ballpark. So make sure to go to ThreshersBaseball.com to get more information on those great deals that you can get only on Thursdays. Or actually, it's Little Anglers. Silver Sharks was tonight. I'm mixing up the promo. So Little Anglers Club tomorrow. So bring your kids and sign them up for a Little Anglers Club membership on ThreshersBaseball.com. And there's some Taps and Tacos, courtesy of Tijuana Flats, for you as well, if you come to the ballpark. Gates open at 5:30. Pre-game show is right here on the Threshers Baseball Network, Threshers Broadcast Network, at 6:15, with first pitch at 6:30. It'll be Alex Rayo going for his first win of the season against Christopher Vasquez, also looking for his first win of the season. Rayo, 0-1 on the year with a 3.38 ERA. Vasquez 0-2 with a 4.70 ERA. But until then, I'm the voice of the Threshers, Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for listening to today's matchup as the Threshers took down St. Lucie for the second straight time in an 11-4 win where they set their season high with 17 hits on the game. Threshers look to make it 4 straight tomorrow. Thank you all for tuning in and enjoy your Wednesday night.